Blog Talk Radio. exposed.
Oh.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's.
Presents What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300, as well as open to all runway. The casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info. Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the Icon Jack Mizrahi, Icon Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where is the body?
Sell it to me.
Move over, Mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs support my head. Mother Bridges in the building. Let's go. Where's the body?
With the B-A-U-T-Y. The body is beautiful.
Yes, for my intro. No, but, you know, tonight is going to be very juicy. If you didn't call in now. Tell your girlfriends whatever Kelly says. Yeah, do that. But first and foremost, I want to just say sleep in peace to little Scrappy Khan. He passed today. May he rest in peace. And I send blessings to his family and his loved ones. And without any further ado, I'm going to invite... Oh, but I have a topic tonight. You know, each of us, each of my co-hosts and I have a topic. And my topic tonight is, you know, if you were to open a house, your own house, what would you name it? You know, just throw out any name out there. It can be funny. It can be, you know, just have fun and name a house. So without further ado, I'm going to get my co-host. Thank you.
A kinky is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get due to your ennui.
Let's have a kinky.
I want to have a kinky.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kinky, motherfucker.
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's have a kinky.
I want to have a kinky.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kinky.
We're going to serve.
And work. And turn.
And hunt, hunt, honey.
I love that.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love that. That's hot.
That is hot. I can just see J-Rock strutting down the runway.
Oh, shit.
No, but that is really, really cute.
This is a sexy season.
So let's have a kiki. Are we ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay, so we have Jason, we have Mark, J-Rock, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Tiffany, are you there?
I am here.
Devin, are you there?
Present and accounted for.
Hey, Corgi.
I can't.
Hey, slut.
Naima.
Yeah,
no,
I'm here.
But,
what's going on?
About the show last night, you know, it was a lot of conflict. You know, a lot of people said what they had to say and stuff like that. You know, I think the show overall, it wasn't really, you know, it didn't go into that bad direction. You know, that boring. It might have been boring, but, you know, I just wanted to kiki the whole night. So that's probably why I wasn't bored. But, you know, I live for Tom, you know, a.k.a. Tommy, that don't have a job, a.k.a. Martin's Tommy.
Already.
I live for Tom, and I would like for him to come back, yeah. Kelly, come on, your child pleases. No, but are we going to start with our topics tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
What you got, London?
Kelly said hello, Tea Party.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Right, so, wait, did you say what I got? I said it.
Oh, yeah, you done the house thing.
Yeah, but nobody tried to call in, so pay it.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess I'll start, and I'll get this, just because this is going to probably be the most serious topic of the night. As you all recall...
Incoming transmission.
Already?
Oh, shit, wait. Incoming transmission, if you press 1, say hello, because I don't see a number.
917-693.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
It's Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. Hey, what's good? What's going on? Hey, Mark. Hey, Lindsay.
What's up,
boo? Hey, J-Rock, J-Sam.
Hey.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey,
yeah,
you don't
have nobody else on this phone? You only speak to the men?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I'm on the way home from work, and I just caught the beginning of your conversation. I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Hold on. Jason?
Yes?
Did you notice that Tiffany just called you a man? We're moving on.
Tiffany and I are going through some things right now.
And Jason, if you don't get off that beach with your little thong showing, come on.
Put that afro board out from underneath it.
Hey,
hi, Keisha. How are you feeling?
No, but Keisha, seriously, if you, you know, my topic, I said it first, no one knows, you don't know anyone else's topic as of yet, but would you make a kiki house or a house, and what would you name it?
House of Resurrection. The House of Resurrection.
That
okay.
Sounds like way too serious.
Did she say the house of erection?
Okay.
No, resurrection.
You know, like Tom.
Like reborn, like...
Exactly.
Look, like Tom.
Because there's some people that actually left the scene, now they're trying to come back, and they're trying to redeem themselves, or they're trying to rebuild what they had before they left the scene. So that's why it's the house of resurrection.
Keisha, I like that.
Keisha.
Right, so your house is basically...
I'm going to need you to get off speakerphone.
Hold on. Because I'm driving right now.
Yeah, some shady beats.
Right. So her house is basically based upon, you know, senior citizens of the ballroom or, you know, veterans.
Oh Lord.
That want to come back, right?
I beg to differ, London. I would like to use the word retirement, partial retirement. Can we not use the word?
The house of Shady Pines.
Partially retired.
I'm hanging up.
Already. It don't take much.
Incoming transmission.
Yes.
Keisha, you're taking too long to
get off
the
speaker. It's a private caller. I'm sorry, London. Private caller.
Jason.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, shit.
I want to go back.
Mother Resurrection is back.
Right,
okay.
So Mother Resurrection, you go, and then the private caller can go.
Okay. I want to talk about yesterday, because I noticed when I called, I had no problem calling in.
Okay.
I had no problems calling in, so what's up?
Well, actually, that's a two-part thing. Number one, it's not a possibility that the lines were not packed, because they were. But Jasmine did extend the package. There are more hours, and there is more availability to be able to call in.
Right,
so
right.
You're not being held out.
Okay, and another question I want to ask. I love Tom and his little sidekick, but Tom seems to think that he talks down to everybody. And, come on, we on some new shit now. It's 2012. He talks as if that everyone is beneath him. Like he's the only person that can articulate when they speak. They speak effectively, but we all can do the same thing. And I know.
But wait a minute, Keisha. You have to remember as well. You know what I'm saying? As just an individual, that when somebody talks like that and you perceive it as the way they're talking, that could just be you perceiving it that way. Because I've had that issue as well. I'm not too well with authority, but I understand what you're saying, but you also got to understand we as individuals perceive stuff a certain way, just like when the girl, you say hello to her at a club, and she look at you and turn her head, her real head turn is, oh my God, I'm so stoned, I can't even see, but yours is, oh, she throwing me shade, so you got to remember, sometimes we kind of look at things a little bit differently the way they seem, because when they did tell him that the cast was on, he got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I really
thank
just
you.
Thought it was like classic old school shade. Like I didn't really feel like he was
no,
talking down.
I
didn't take it as old. No. Because when you got to get to Tom indirectly, he makes innuendos, and if you don't catch it quick, you'll be lost.
That's old school shade.
Right.
Okay,
that,
so Keisha.
Yes.
Stay right there. We're gonna put you back on hold because we got another caller, private caller. Okay, private caller going once. Private caller going. Hello.
Hey, it's Sheba.
Hey,
oh, Sheba, are you hiding from your parents again, Sheba?
You know, you're always welcome at our house.
Because you want to be a girl.
Child, we got to get Kelly back. Child, I'm the child.
No, but Sheba, do you know where Nicola Unizabello, is she no longer Unizabello?
No.
Honey,
that's not my girlfriend.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, listen, you know what, Sheba, right now, tonight, you're usually up, but you're draining, so Keisha,
right.
You're back.
Okay.
Dang, I got rid of Sheba quick. Y'all
I was
y'all
about to ask Sheba if
out.
She can name a house.
The house of Sheba next.
Okay.
Okay, so Keisha, you're back.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. I don't know. I fell asleep last night too, and I usually don't do that. And I'm like, why? I like Tom and his sidekick, but I fell asleep.
You like his sidekick?
No, I enjoy them. He's a key keeper. For some reason, I just fell asleep last
yes,
night.
Yes, Tom, and I'm going to do this,
well,
Tom.
Yes. I guess I miss Kelly. I don't know. I just...
You know, Rhonda was really quiet for some reason last night.
Well, she had a client.
Girl, is that what we call them now?
That was a long client.
Well, sometimes it takes a little while.
Well, no, because the best of the girls get them in and out, honey. They get them in and get them out. So I don't know
exactly.
About that.
Right. Exactly.
There's no making love to your clients.
You already know it's a time limit on it. 1 hour is one whatever. And nowadays it's only $50, but still, they still give you a time limit. They rates dropped in this recession. These horses added. Please.
Jasmine will be on tonight to give us a topic for the State of the Emergency show. She will be on around 12:30, so tune in so that you'll know what the State of the Emergency will be talking about tomorrow. It's going to be a scandal.
I guess I have to tune into that.
Okay,
no,
so
but,
next topic.
No, since no one really, no, I'm sorry to cut you guys off all the time. I'm truly sorry.
No, go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
No, wait, you know, since, you know, people are, you know, people seem to me that, you know, they're scared to call in because they think that we are going to straight attack them, you know.
But they're always welcome at our house.
Right.
So I just want to give them that warm welcome, you know, like Tom gave you, I mean, like you gave Tom.
right before
that
she cut you off and reminded everybody that she founded the entire ballroom community at large over the internet.
What?
All I heard was ballroom community.
What?
No, but are we going to, can we go down the line? Who should I start with, who I heard first? Jason, your topic?
I'm going to do your topic right now. If I was to start a house, I think I would name my house the 007, the house of 007.
They need to come up with that house.
That's true, though. The house
007,
I'll be over.
Incoming transmission.
Okay.
Incoming Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
267-324,
you're on the air.
Wait, Naima, I'm so sorry.
House of Incest, House of Cougar, House of
Everyone
Incest.
Say hello to Naima's on the air.
Five.
I've been on the air. Sophia.
Amy, five.
Uh-uh.
No, but who was the caller?
267-324.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to make a comment about last night's show. I listen to the show regularly on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I thought the show was really good. I think, you know, it's definitely not like Kelly. Kelly, you know, tends to freak out a lot, and that's what people like to see in the drama that she gives. But I think with the banter between London and Tom, and when you guys kind of put him on the spot and let him know, you know, it is coming across that he's maybe it's talking down to the cast a little bit, he got it right together, and I think it came across really professional. He did give that old school shade, and I really look forward to him being on the show and maybe having, you know, Kelly on as a guest speaker once in a while. But the show was hot. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you.
Right, the show. Well, I agree. The show was hot, and yeah. What were you trying to say about us two together? Is not a good mixture, or what?
No. I thought it was good. I think there was moments where you came right in and, you know, gave us what we needed as far as, you know, your shade and, you know, the smart, backbiting, snarky remarks. And it was reading on a higher level that, you know, some of these younger kids may not be able to get into. But I'm a person who listens to the show, and I got into all of it. And I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was very smart, and I thought it was really funny.
I thought it was politically correct as well. It was definitely an upgrade from the audience that you normally would have. I'm not going to say that the audience shifted, but to me, I personally think it was more of a politically correct show with the interviews and the, you know, the guest speakers and all that stuff. I agree as well. It was a lot more PC than Kelly's show, but I do want you to know that is very much the younger audience, and that's what's out there right now in ballroom is the younger crowd. So it's going to attract a totally different audience. If you
Ghost Whisperer, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Why don't you listen on Wednesdays?
Right.
I do listen on Wednesdays, but sometimes the whole time is extremely long when you guys get into your, you know, situations of talking about your topics. And I get offline, you know, to be quite frank with you. And I'll come back on and still have to be on hold for a long time. So, you know, I got to smoke.
We totally understand.
Okay, I know I do. I'm doing it right now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to put you back on hold. Thanks
for
calling.
No, what house did
you
make? It'll
be the house of Shay.
Ooh.
Isn't that already a house?
Okay. I think it is.
It used to be.
My house. I think I want to name my house the House of Clamp. And I am overall mother.
Incoming transmission.
Did
she say the House
of Clamp?
Like
incoming
she,
transmission.
That's a message.
This say the House of Slam.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next caller is 704-907. Hello.
What's up? It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Marcus. How are you?
Hello,
hey.
Marcus.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to say everybody to avoid time. I thought the show was really interesting last night. I only have one concern. You guys, one of the like biggest things about the show has been that they've had on-air live reporters from the Balls who were able to talk about it firsthand. Will Tom start going to Balls so he'll actually be able to, you know, it's different versus being just kind of, you know, because that's the critique of the other show. They don't have anyone there. So is it going to be, you know?
No, well, Rodney is. Well, of course, Rodney goes to a lot of balls.
Right.
And then Tom said he will be in Detroit for Goddess's Ball. That's coming up next week. Was that next week or this week? But I know
that's
that Goddess's
weekend.
Ball is coming
up. 2 weeks.
It's next weekend.
Marcus, why don't you just set up, you know, a little interview for Monday with you and Tom, and you guys can, you know, transfer questions.
Oh, that's cute. That'd be cute.
We could live with that. I mean, you are a free agent. You have no issues and you have no ties to the people there.
And then
you did just get denied from Prodigy, so he probably has a lot of questions.
I got denied from Prodigy.
Who got denied from Prodigy?
I didn't get that.
I heard that, London. London,
Marcus,
I've never been denied anywhere.
Denied from Prodigy?
Oh, it's
no, but Marcus, what house would you make if you were to make a house?
The House of Nothingness.
Wow.
The house is
nothing from nothing.
It would be
nothing.
Nothingness.
Got half something if you want to be.
Okay, well, we have another.
Marcus Nothing.
Nothingness.
Okay, there's another caller, Marcus. Thank you. We're going to put you back on hold. Press 1 if you want to come back on.
Yes, thank you.
1 nothingness, 2 nothingness, 3 nothing.
I think I want to make the House of Dark Claw.
I can't.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for calling in. Good night.
Because I would be concerned about all my claws.
All your claws? Would you be out there? You gonna stand on the rock? Because
I would. Our house colors would be gold, and everybody would have to wear a gold shower cap.
Oh. Speaking of that, tonight's show is being brought to you by the legendary shower cap.
Stop breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Yes, for breaking news.
Breaking news, Tempest was just seen wearing the goat gown robbing a liquor store.
Okay, we go.
Oh, shit.
Breaking news, October 27th, in Washington, D.C., the legendary icon herself, Jasmine Couture, presents Gagaween 666, 16, 16 captains. Who's going to come out the winner with the $6,000? We also have other categories as Pop, Dip, and Spin for $100. We also have Team Realness with a Twist. for $200. We also have Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Butch Queen Up in Drag's performance for 250 sisters. We also have Open to All Legendary Realness for 100 girls. Thug Realness for 100 sisters. We also have Butcher Realness for $100. Trans Man versus Butch Queen Executive Realness for $100. We also have Butch Queen versus Femme Queen Sexy Realness for $100. We have Team Realness for two trophies and $200. Femme Queen versus Big Girls Realness, two trophies for 1,000 sisters. We also have Sneaker versus Sneaker for $100. We also have Streetwear for 100 girls. Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for 250 sisters. We also have Open to All Foot and Eyewear for 250 sisters. We also have Open to All Labels for 250 sisters. We also have Femme Queen Sex Siren for $100. We also have Open to All Trans Man versus Woman Team Sex Siren for $100. We also have Team Body for 100 girls. We also have Butch Queen Sex Siren for $250 plus the $10 pot. We also have Butch Queen Face for 250 motherfucking sisters. Butch Queen and Drag's Face for 100 girls. We also have Woman's Face for $100. We also have Butch Queen Up and Pumps for 100 girls. We also have Twister versus Sister, three trophies, $500, and a $10 pot. We also have Femme Queen Face for $1,000. She also has $2,000 Open to All Runway category and $500 for the virgin categories, and all these categories and more. It's located on Facebook.
Kelly,
I'm not done, London. Please let me finish what I am doing here.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Okay. Okay, you can find all this information on Jasmine Couture's Facebook page or go to www.gagaween on Facebook, and it is definitely a Facebook page, definitely up and running, and there are videos and everything more coming to you. This is breaking news from the legendary one herself, and I thank y'all at the tea party for letting me be a part of your cast to announce all these categories,
and
I thank you, and
in.
You have a good night, London. Bye-bye.
Kelly, this is what I can't with you, Kelly. You will leave a big position to go and make commercials now.
I'm going to lay here.
Kelly,
y'all just take the body away.
If she did not read the whole flyer down to, you know.
Everything but the entrance fee and the location.
Down to the rough draft. Kelly, I'm going to hunt you down and hurt you now, Kelly.
Well,
oh,
she sure directed us to the bright place to go.
Right.
Oh, right. She directed me to all the $100 categories that I did not need to know about.
Yeah, I better leave Kelly alone, honey.
Yeah.
No, but Kelly, we're glad that you graced our air since you said you weren't going to be a part of the radio show no more.
Oh, I hate that.
Incoming transmission.
No,
private caller.
When you talk, all I hear is ba 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 ba.
Oh God.
She got me, but who's that private caller?
Private caller, you're there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Are you okay? Is someone chasing you, sweetie?
You're right. You sound like she was hiding in the back alley.
I'm stuck in my throat. I'm sorry. But my kitchen house would be the house of Storm.
Storm?
Storm, like, you know, from the X-Men.
Oh, the house of
the storm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah. London Storm. No.
Like a tea or something. Oh, yeah, and also, I like Tom, too. I like him.
You like Tom?
No, I just like the fact that he's on the show.
You do?
And I also like London. Yeah,
okay.
I like it because y'all keep the show going. It's not, like, boring.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you too, sweetie. Thank you. And your house should be a big house one day.
Right.
Incoming transmission.
Okay. Next.
Private caller.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't understand. Did Kelly quit the show?
Uh-huh. Kelly left the show as soon as your last tooth left.
Wait a minute now.
Is that wardrobe?
If she quit the show, why is she coming in on y'all's show?
Well, she had to do a very important announcement.
Can I ask you something?
I mean, if you're supposed to be taking a sit down, a break, just take a damn break.
Well, it sounds like you need to take a sit down. What you had to drink?
Okay.
It sounds like you got a stroke.
What is it that you did not have to drink?
Have you been taking bath salts?
Oh, see. That's how
so
I thought.
Incoming transmission.
Next.
Oops, well, thank you.
Transmission, but, drunk man, do you have a house that you would make?
Y'all some lying ass fuckers. I ain't drank nothing.
Okay. Well, we're going to put you back on hold, Ned. Well, Ned, we're going to put you back on hold. Private caller, you're on the air.
I was Woodrow from Fairford and Son.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Is Jason online?
This is Jason.
Oh, my God. This is Bella.
I wanted you to get a message to Corey since he likes sex change pussy now.
Oh, shit.
And let him know on some
Wait a minute, who are you?
This is Fish from the House of Cunt.
Okay, well, Fish from the House of Cunt, Corey is no longer my husband. You need to talk to my sister, Tiffany.
Oh,
she's all yours.
You got gooped. Now you're sitting on the sidewalk. You like sex change pussy.
Oh.
I'm going because I don't want to do this. It's too early in the day. But give me one. Five, four, three, two, and one. You will. Well,
tell
Goop,
him, honey. Tell him,
is
Paula.
It Goop or Gooch? Which one are you, Goop or Gooch? You the thing that used to chase Arnold on Different Strokes, the Gooch?
No, I got that Mississippi snapback.
Oh, so you are the Gooch.
For.
So you are the Gooch. Okay, well, Gooch.
Uh-huh.
He was never mine.
Well, anyway,
to
how
begin.
You know he likes sex change? Because, girl, that's my husband now, honey. So what are you trying to say anyway?
Yes, sister, get up.
What are you trying to say?
No, regardless of whether
when
you
talk,
going to
hear it.
Incoming transmission.
That was the perfect song because she sounded like a drag, not a sex change.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Corey likes it when I ride his dick.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
Ew.
Let me
Everybody
make this. Wait a minute, Tiffany.
Tonight.
Tiffany.
What
Tiffany.
Is
I. Tiffany.
He loves it when I ride his dick, bitch.
Oh my God.
Tiffany, I got this. I got this. This show is not about Corey. Okay. This show is not about Corey. This is the London Tea Party show. If you want to call and address Corey, then you call Corey and you talk
to
Corey.
I don't need to address Corey, Bubba.
Okay,
but
don't
but Jason,
call here
this,
and talk about what Corey likes. That's not what this is about. This is not Sex Change Thursday.
No,
have a good
I'm
night.
About
sex
girl,
I
you sound like you done rolled too many dicks.
Oh, my
bye-bye.
God, I did.
Yeah, it what sounds is... like she's uncircumcised, but Jason, this is...
Girl.
This is what you get for bringing your relationship into business.
That is true.
That's not my man. That's Tiffany's man. Tiffany, why are they coming for me? Tiffany, what did you do?
Honey, I don't want to talk about Corey, honey. I don't mix my business with my personal, honey. That's
Thank
something
you.
Different. That's next topic.
Can we talk about this, London?
Can I say something? Okay, I just wanted to say two things. The first thing is y'all are just all over the place, and it is just, like, slightly irritating me tonight. It's y'all just, because somebody just, one person at a time just talk or something, because it's just, it's a mess right now. And the second thing is, I want to talk about what grinds my gears. You know, people could call in and give everybody what grinds your gears, but what really grinds my gears is the past four fucking days, these people on Facebook, when one bitch want to talk about she bored because she want to play the number game, send the numbers and the questions over, then the next bitch see her post and then she want to do it, then the next bitch see their post and then they want to do it. And it's just like, are y'all fucking serious? I get so sick of seeing these people with these questions and these number games. Don't get me wrong, I send a number over here and there, but it's just like every fucking day it seems like everybody want to play these questions and these number games. This shit is irritating on my news feed. That's what grinds my gears.
Well,
but
that grinded my gears months ago, and that's why
To be serious, that's exactly what the groups are, the juice groups and the elite groups that's spilling tea all day, every day. So what's wrong with the little game?
That game gets on my nerves looking at it on my news feed. That's what grinds my gears.
You know, you can turn that off now. You have to individually turn it off, but you can turn it off. You do. You can turn it individually off.
You know what else grinds my gears?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me say what house that I would have first if I were to create a house, and then I'll get to another thing that grinds my gears. What a house I probably would come up with is the house of fully functional.
I'm gonna throw this guy.
Next caller.
You always trying to get on somebody's back.
And everybody, shut up. And everybody in the house would have to be fully functional. Okay, so. What?
Including the mothers?
Girl, especially the mothers.
Oh, shit. You opened yourself up for that one, sis.
I just hope this is not another house with the mothers is having the kids, because fully functional, popping the kids. Oh, Lord.
You believe that's not going to be a part of the induction process?
Okay.
Really?
I
want to
open up the house of Apple.
Adams.
Apple.
Yeah, Adam's
honey,
Apple.
Can we
and I'm going
to
have Adam. I'm going
to
have Apple.
Oh, okay.
I'm
now she's
going to
be like old girl from Dance Mom. She's going to have candy apples. Right.
I'm going to open up the house of bitch, please.
I was about to say something, but I couldn't do it because we got to keep that for the topic.
Wait a minute, what?
Not that.
You was about to try it because you know
I really was.
Naima, we're going to start talking about topics and we're going to do your topic first. And once you do your topic, then I'll just go down the line, Mark, J-Rock, Tiffany.
But you said earlier I couldn't talk about my
Naima.
What's your topic?
I can't.
My topic is what screws your buttons?
That's what grinds my gears.
No, what grinds my gears? Like, you know,
My
first topic of tonight, because I have tea, but my first topic tonight I want to talk about is, and I want the callers to call in, is what really grinds your gears? Like, you know, pet peeve or whatever the case may be, but what really, like, irks the shit out you? Like, you know, like for me, what grinds my gears is boys who be wanting to, who want to come over and get it in, and they not prepared to get it in.
Now, what do you mean by prepared?
Can we not?
Yeah, we can.
What grinds my gears is when the girls do not call in. That shit grinds my fucking gears.
What grinds my gears is how you gonna be a hoe and you don't brush your teeth and you aren't clean, but you out here being a hoe, smelling like who did it and why.
So is your topic, so is your topic grinding your gears?
Yes,
or is
grind
your, topic,
your gears. That's what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, honey, you is continuously grinding your gears because I.
Bitch, that's gonna be a whole new car after you get through with it.
Okay.
No, but the CEO said she's going to send us all back.
Incoming transmission.
She's gonna send us
what the hell?
She's gonna send us all back to the strip club.
I don't want to go back to the strip club. If you gonna take me out the strip club, you can't take me back to the strip club. 704-907, you're on the air.
That's more.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Naima, what really grinds my gears and really bothered me today, I went into the grocery store, and I saw this lady with all this food, and, you know, it was junk food, and then I saw her pay with an EBT card,
ooh.
And I can't. It just bothered me.
You talking about hate on the girls that pay for their junk food with their EBT.
I mean, it was just the cookies and Little Debbie snack cakes, and I saw no meat, no nothing. I mean, I saw no type of meat, no type of rice. You know, my
and how many children does she have with her?
She doesn't have any kids with her, but I mean, it had to be like $260-$270 worth of junk food. Cookies and cakes. And, I understand. I'm not the type
of
person.
I gave her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, maybe she left the kids at home or something.
No,
maybe when you're on government assistance, you should get some type. You should be able to get the luxuries in life or some type of luxury. But I just think that's obsessive. They should be monitoring what people are buying and making sure they're being responsible. Because if I have to go in a store and make a conscious decision on what I'm going to buy, they should be able to do that with my money too.
Man.
I know I buy oxtails a lot.
What you bad on your EBT card, Marcus? Why you ain't tell us about it?
What you say?
What you buy on your EBT card? You ain't telling
us. I wish I had an EBT card.
Oh, I was about to say,
there are people who really need it. Like, honestly, my little sister could really use it right now. She worked. She lost her job. So she could use it, and they would get, because she has no kids, they're going to, I think they give her $90 a month, or they told her they would, $90? What you going to do with $90?
It's the building
right.
In Chicago. It's $200.
Right.
Well,
okay.
We live in the South, so she lives in South Carolina. $90.
What do you do with $90? If I had an EBT, I would buy me, you know, a bridge table to or something.
You can't buy that with
EBT. You can't buy that. You
now,
can only buy food. I know culinary art. I know some of my students. I mean, some of the students that I go to school with, they're culinary art students. Bitch, when I tell you they be loading that motherfucker up full of the most expensive shit, bitch, they can get their hands on.
Well, right. Well, I mean, that is, I even have a. I saw something where it says you can't use your EBT card at the casino or at like the check. When could you start taking cash off the EBT card?
You could take cash off.
You
the EBT
take
card
cash
because
you
know since I'm ghetto.
You can't take cash off EBT unless you get a welfare check.
If you get a welfare check, you can take it off.
Yeah, you can't.
They put the welfare check on the EBT card. Is that what
you're
saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like that. But if you ain't getting no welfare check, you ain't getting no cash off of it.
Right.
You can also get your alimony on your EBT card.
Okay. Okay.
If your husband leaves you.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. We're gonna put you back. We're gonna put you back on hold.
Jason.
Yes.
Mother Mona said what really grinds her gears is when she said when niggas come over and want their dick sucked and they balls smell like they just got through playing a game of basketball in triple overtime. That's just disrespectful.
Okay.
That fucking Mona.
Well, okay. What
grinds my gears is these drag queens with no type of body and looking like straight up men wearing necklaces, calling themselves Barbies, or going around here calling themselves Barbies. How you gonna call yourself a Barbie, bitch? You look like Ken.
No, but Naima, I know something else that grinds your gears is when these drags come out with their balls showing.
In the front.
If someone just gave her a good slap right there, she would be finished.
No. So it just came across my desk that somebody said that they would name their house the House of Alan Meekly.
Oh.
That's already taken, isn't it? Or is the meekly part taken? Which one is
a? I don't know.
But since
Naima's topic is really like a I'm a concern, we can do that along with the other topics. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go into my topic. One of the things that have been that has been concerning me this week is that I posted the video in the room earlier this week, and I posted the video before about the young man. His name is Kong Long or Kong King or something
Kong
like that.
Kong Live. His real name is Kyoko or something.
Right. And he has a bunch of followers, and these followers are actually going to his page and sending him praises like he's a superhero for infecting a 15-year-old boy and possibly many other people with HIV. And I think that that is just disgusting that you would condone, one, you would condone what he did and think that it was all right, and then give him praises like he's Jesus or Allah for doing it. Now, there are young people now that are going to, because this is like a circle, and this is one of the main things that I have a problem with, and this is one of the main things that heterosexual people have a problem with us, like Scrappy, when he said, we're going around and we're infecting people and we're having sex with people, because this is basically what he said. If you watch the video, basically what he said is, I'm sleeping with him, and he's sleeping with you, and then you're sleeping with somebody else, and I willingly have it, and I'm giving it to him, so now he's giving it to you, and he's talking about how he don't like condoms, and he like to fuck the pussy raw, and got the videotapes, and I mean, I honestly hope that they put him under. Well, he's in jail, but when he gets sentenced, I honestly hope that they sentenced him under the jail.
Wait, can I please see this video, because I need to read a person with a face on it.
Okay, I'm going to, for those that are part of the Tea Party, I'm going to put the video in the room. If you're not a part of the Tea Party and you're in Tins and Chops, you need to hit Jasmine or London or one of the cast members up so that we can put you in the room, because I'm about to post the video.
And I think that this is a really, really deep topic. Do you think it's Wednesday worthy?
No, I think we could circle it around. At least we could circle it around the group.
Yes, that's something serious.
Okay.
Like, not even only that, my problem is not even so much with the HIV, because there's a lot of people in life involved in life period that have HIV. My thing is, the point that you actively sought out young kids under the age of 18 to sleep with, that wasn't his first 15-year-old. People said that he all the time went to clubs that was damn near borderline teen bopper clubs. And everybody knew him in Florida as, like, young kids and, you know what I'm saying, young boys or whatever. That's my problem, because as a grown man, I mean, yeah, we have kids that's hot in the ass. But when you're over a certain age, you're more mature, you know, mentally than children. I mean, so why do you want to sleep with kids and then you want to sleep with them raw and you want to give them, you want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, come on now.
You have more control over the kids because they're absent-minded. So, you know, they follow the leader. They follow the elders. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's next? Naima.
Naima?
Naima,
wait, about what? This topic?
Right.
Oh, Naima.
I need to see this video because I'm still trying to grasp what Jason is talking about.
Okay.
I'm waiting for him to load this out.
I'm going to his page now because it should have been okay.
J-Rock.
Oh, okay. Are we still talking about this, or can I talk about my topic now?
I mean, I wanted to say something as well.
Oh, well, go ahead. Okay.
I was just making sure everybody, you know, got their turn.
Okay,
the video is
posted.
Okay. The video is in the room now, everybody. Okay, my thing is this. The thing about it is that we have the same type of people sitting right in the same room with us on a Saturday, on a Sunday night at a club or whatever the case may be. And I think because the video was just out there, I'm not defending this guy whatsoever. I think he should fry, just like Jason said. I mean, knowingly knowing what you're doing, that's just wrong. But at the same time, we have the same type of people around us all the time. So is it any, you know, more different? Because I'm not sitting here saying let they go and have raw sex. But we all are aware that a lot of the older people, icons or older of whatever, do like younger guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even at not adolescence, but more or less in the 17, 18 range. It's pure. It's fresh. So you know what that gives. So we got this going on around us. What does that say about us, you know, getting into, oh, he's cute, and, oh, it's over for him, and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, what is that? Are we condoning this, or is it not right for this guy, or is it wrong for them, too? I mean, I'm not understanding this.
You know what I don't like? I'm going to tell you something I don't like, and I guess this could be also part of my grind and my gears, but what I don't like is how, being that you brought it up, you know, the icons or these older people, queens or legends, whatever, like that, like to prey on these younger boys or these younger children. What I don't like is they use the tactic of, oh, don't talk to so-and-so because, you know, they had so-and-so or they sick. Or don't, you know, mess with them, or I don't want you hanging around them and all this and the other. When really, secretly, they're cruising them, or they want to have them. And my whole thing is, don't be trying to, it's one thing to tell somebody, okay, you know, don't be with somebody because they this and they that, and they have this and they have that, whatever. Okay, but it's another thing in you telling them don't do something and don't be around certain people when, in fact, you saving it for yourself and you the motherfucking one that want to do it, that want to give it to them. And then, mind you, once they have you or they go or they don't want to have you and they have somebody else, but because you are man, you're the icon or you're the legend or whatever, okay, being that you have said since you have brought them into your equation, you are mad because they had somebody else or what have you, and they didn't see having you. So then you'll read them to somebody else and be like, oh, they sick and they this and they that and they X, Y, and Z or whatever like that. That's what I don't use. It's like, oh, okay, so, bitch, now I'm all of these, X, Y, and Z and plethora of things because I wouldn't have you. But if I would have had you, it would have been all right. I still probably would have been T, too, because you're T. You know what I mean? I don't use that. That's what I don't like. But I guess this man, the reason why we brought him up is because he was foolish enough to make a video to say what he did and what he liked.
Right,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my whole point. I think we look at it as more of a big, big thing because he basically publicized it, but it's really going on right around us. And some of us really don't give a damn, and some of us are getting in. And the ones that are getting in are like, okay, this is what's going on. But yet, you know, this guy, you know, he's doing this and he's out with it. And he's telling everybody, mind you, he probably let everybody know it's a choice whether or not you want to sleep with somebody unprotected.
Okay, you know, I listen to all the shows. I listened to last night. I listened to tonight. I'm going to continue to listen tomorrow, and I'm going to continue to listen while I'm on vacation. And when it's something that hits my nerves, you know I'm going to come in. I decided not to come in last night because it would have been a bloodbath. But tonight, why do it always have to be the legends and the icons? Why can't it just be people in general? Stop stigmatizing the legends and the icons that because they've been out for so long. It's younger generations that got it and doing the same thing.
I said the same thing. I'm not saying legends. I just included them in the equation, like Naima said. I would never point out just a legend or icon because I know what it gives. I know younger people and I know some of them. So I would never just say a legend or icon. That would never come out of my mouth.
Okay, I'm just making sure, honey, because say
Kelly,
legends
no
and icons. Just say
the older girls cruise the young little kids.
Yeah, and the younger kids and the younger
them
and
too.
The younger children and the younger children and the
too.
And the younger children they cruise the legends and the icons because they
yes.
think if they fuck and they suck them that they're going to get a vote. And the only thing they need to know, just because you fuck and you suck us, don't mean that you're still going to get our vote. That was just a fuck and a suck.
But the legends and the icons, they allow it.
Are you saying this has happened to you, Kelly?
No, it's never. Oh no, baby. I don't fuck. I don't fuck
and suck random. I don't fuck and suck random children in the ballroom scene. If I want to fuck random people, if I want to fuck and suck random people, I can do that on Southern Boulevard, or I can do that on 125th Street or Fordham Road. Anything that I play with in the ballroom scene is going to be, I'm going to be in a relationship with them, and I'm not going to fuck and suck them. And if they're not in my house, it still doesn't mean because we're fucking and sucking that you're going to get my vote. We're fucking and sucking. That has nothing to do. You're not dating Kelly Couture, Kelly Mizrahi. You're dating Kelly Knight. That does not have anything to do with my vote when it comes to the judges panel. And these kids need to learn that.
Okay.
Okay.
Right,
and I'll
you.
See. And I'll see y'all later. If y'all have something else that tickles my pussy, I'm gonna come back.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Okay. Can I talk about
that? Miss Kelly left. Shay, I'm sure about to ask the question. Somebody just said, child, that's why she chopped Albert.
Oh.
Let's move on. J Rock, where you at, baby? You were supposed to be able to answer that question too, honey.
Child, I'm looking at this picture that Jasmine just posted up in the Tea Party, trying to figure out, is this a trans man? Is this, what is this?
It looked like he had bags in his chest at one time.
No, that's the man. You can see his print in his pants.
Yeah,
well,
but it looks like...
That's the same thing with the fifth queen. You see her balls in that dress. You saw her balls in that dress. Do it mean it was a man?
Nope.
No, that's Miss Thing in this video, Miss Yoko.
Talking about Yoko.
Really?
Yeah, that's the guy in the video.
That's the same person?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Maybe he was a femme queen before.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, y'all talking about the boy? Let me go back up in here. Y'all got
she gives me
I got a picture fever. For y'all. Hold on.
Child, I want to talk about this picture. Miss London hit it at Tea Party, honey.
She put a picture in?
Child, Miss London put a pig party in with these girls with three nipples, bitch.
Oh,
and
my
we need
Lord.
To discuss
that's
that.
Total recall.
Wait, that's another thing.
Okay,
what?
Topic.
Tiffany.
Oh, so that's my topic. Oh, can we just basically stop pussyfooting around it? Can we start talking about what's up with all these people that's 007, honey? What about this girl, London, Runway Diva? They say she went to the house of, what was the house? Let's talk about the Blondics. Are they opening up a chapter in the Gulf Coast? I mean, the cons, all the Houston cons they don't get put out, Houston and the Gulf Coast. I mean, what's going on? Anybody wants to call?
Maybe they just don't like Texas.
Tiffany, you know what I think it is? I'm listening. A lot of these houses did not play about that Candy World Ball because they wanted that overall as a house. And I think that they are putting people out. If you did not show up or you did not walk, you probably got your pink slip. But now, as in the cons, I'm not understanding. It's like the whole house of cons. From Texas all the way over to Mississippi, they all just put 007 at the same time.
Right.
Well,
that's what I'm not understanding.
It could have something to do with being inactive. I mean, it don't have to be just Candy World. I mean, if you put people in your house, whether they're from different states or not, I mean, you do have representatives there to show whether or not people are walking. And if other people are not seeing them walk, then the house leader's know when their house is not walking. So they give them their walking papers.
And then it's being said and circulated that, honey, all the cons from Houston now is going to be a Blondic chapter in Houston. And, honey, the cons are going to go over there. That was rumors. I got rumors and speculations. I don't know. We're all hearing about these 007s and these people going to different houses. It's crazy. What's going on?
But you know what the real tea is? Sorry, Naima, but the real tea is, you know, all the girls are following after Selvin, and that's it.
Oh, wait, what does that mean?
There's no more, you know, a lot of cons getting LSSs and things like that, so those just left.
Oh, shit. J-Rock, what, did J-Rock, did you, say what your opinion was on why all these 007s now?
Yeah, I already gave my opinion on it.
Okay.
I just think that, because it seemed like it happened right after that. It just seemed like they started dropping like flies out of every house.
And Mark, you gave yours?
No. I think that a lot of the new generation, especially the newer generation, I think a lot of them fall into influence. And if a house can provide or, you know, offer a little more or something like that, considering, I mean, depending on whether or not the house was shut down by the, you know, the founder or the leader or the, you know, whatever, I think that if the kids hear a better offer, that's where they're going to go. If they hear that we can get you done, or we can make sure you prepare for this category, or you can do this, or we'll give you money, or whatever the case may be, help you out, they'll go there. That's where they're going to go, especially the ones that are not, you know, living at home or trying to get away from home or, you know, staying away and out in the street or whatever the case may be. They're going to go where they can get a better offer. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Dev?
Well, I mean, I believe it's a little bit of both. I mean, kids go where popularity is. They realize that whoever's doing the screaming the loudest, saying the most, that's what they want to be a part of. A lot of kids do, and let's just be honest, a lot of kids don't want to do no work. I mean, I probably come from one of the last serious generations of girls that actually did my opinion the work of, you know, wanting to be somebody. So they'll go ahead and walk a ball. They'll do something. They'll carry. They'll do what they got to do to be a part of something. Now the girls just join the largest house that they can, be a part as much as they can do, and, you know, try to see how much they can, you know, see what they can get out the door without having to do as much work. You know, the creativity, we always talk about the creativity being sapped out. But a lot of the creativity is that we don't push some of these kids to do that. So, I mean, we gonna have it. Then the other half of it is, I think, like I said, I believe, like J-Rock said, that Candy World Ball was very to the point. It was the girl you had to do. I heard a whole lot of kids, it may not be on open radio, but my red phone was very much ringing and saying, you know what, they told us if we not at this ball, bitch, we need to find us a new place to live, in so many words. So
right, but I have a new topic, and I don't mean to interrupt anyone, but my new topic is basically, you know, this pink slip that the Ebonys were giving out. They got really trigger happy with this pink slip. And, I even got one, and I'm not even. That's
and bitch, when she
point.
Means trigger happy, she means Machine Gun Kelly happy, bitch.
Yeah, I mean Machine Gun Reloads clip and Machine Guns Again.
Shoot everything in fucking sight.
Right, so I think Ebony is down to about, you know, 15 members now. But is Cassandra one that's out, right?
No, Cassandra's not out.
Well, that's
so they saying she's supposed to be going to Blondie. Now that's what they were putting up in that.
I doubt that.
If Cassandra goes to Blondie, Cassandra goes to Blondie, but Cassandra has not been put out of the House of Ebony.
Oh no, she hasn't been put out. I'm just saying. Oh, did I put it out there that she left?
Maybe, I don't know if she left. Every child, every person, every individual got their own choice. But she was not put out of the House of Ebony as per that particular meeting. That's all.
You know what I don't use is how obsessed the girls are with the House of Ebony or what's going on in our rooms and things like that. That's what I don't use. And what I don't use is how some of the girls will be sit up in that room and scream they E for L and loyalty and all this bullshit, but yet and still sneaky bitches is coming up out of that room with tea or coming out of there without information and stuff like that, whether they got put out or not, or even some of the ones who's still sitting in there, they're still Ebonies, and taking tea, and they sending it to these other people in these other rooms so they can, you know, so they can read us or so they can have us in their fucking mouths. That's what I don't use.
But
and like
first
I,
part,
like,
right.
I, said,
that first
like
part,
I said earlier, like I said earlier, and I'll say this, and I'll end it like that. I'll end it like this. The loyalty that the kids used to have for whatever house is respected, and Ebony is a pioneering, iconic house, the loyalty is now shifted and dead, and it is gone. So whoever has it still has it, and whoever doesn't, God bless them. Period.
I mean, the first part is a direct. I mean, the first part is the direct. Well, the second part is a direct representative of the first part. I mean, you gotta say it like that, though, Naima. You said that you don't understand why everybody got the ebonies in their mouth, but if y'all taking, but whoever's in there that's taking that tea out of y'all room, is the one that's keeping this shit burning.
Right, right, and you know. When I think about Ebony, you know, the reason why I brought the topic up, and Naima, you know, I agree with you, but I'm going to talk about Ebony if I want to talk.
You better work, London.
Okay, let me tell you that. But, you know, when I think about Ebony, I think about cabbage and how in cabbage.
Right, oh, London, and I don't even know him. I mean, I know him from Baltimore, seeing him in Baltimore, and to hear that. That bothers me. That hurts me. That when I think of Ebony, the first thing I think of when I think of Ebony is cabbage.
Right. And when I was a little girl, you know, with my pigtails, I used to look up to cabbage.
That bitch is always was no motherfucking punk, baby. She represented for the big boys.
Right. So I have no idea why she would get the pink slip. Is it, you know, Dre doesn't want to be in charge anymore. So I don't understand who took the initiative to just pick all the girls out.
Naima,
cooks down.
I'm down for whoever who can cook.
Yeah. Naima, for no reason, bitch.
Naima, were you handed a new position? You know, you sounded a little, you know. Beastie over there, were you handed a new director or are you director now?
I'm thinking of.
No, I know I'm not, but I mean no. But what I'm just all I'm saying is that these girls be, you know, but you know what, you're absolutely right though, J-Rock. I mean not J-Rock, you're absolutely right, Devon, because it's the people in that page and it's in the house that aren't loyal to this house and
right.
You know that want to take shit and they want to keep it going. You know, the one thing about me is that a lot of people know that I don't run my mouth. Like, I know a lot of shit. I know a lot of tea. I know a lot of things that I could set a couple of rooms on fire, but yeah. I don't run my mouth. I don't get into the he said she said thing. And one thing that I take very seriously with my house is loyalty and respect. Okay.
Right.
All that whole, you know, house hopping, you know, the girls want to, you know, hop from one house to another house. And I'm not speaking about just my house. I'm just speaking about houses in general, you know. And then they want to take tea and they want to run with it, you know. They want to take information. They want to betray the house. Or people still sitting in your face and you may call them brother and sister and things like that. And as soon as they leave or as soon as they get put out, or whatever the circumstances is that they're no longer a part of the last name that you are affiliated with, then these same motherfuckers want to sit around and they want to read. Now, I'm going to tell you something about a read. A couple of them bitches in that doggone room, I'll bring up an incident show when Shawnice had left. Shawnice had left for whatever reasons that she had left for, or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm going to tell you how phony bitches are. They want to sit up in there before she left, you know, it was, you know, sister this, Shawnice that, whatever. They want to come to her room. They want to visit her. They want to praise her. Oh, I love you, auntie, sister, mother, and all this and the other. And then whatever the situation was or whatever the case may be, which is neither here or there, but now she's back and she's the mother, so, you know, that's great for us. But I'm just giving an example with her when she, you know, when the situation happened, these same motherfuckers that was all in her doggone face and that was all on her Facebook, oh, I love you, la, 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 and la, qua, you know, then they want to read and want to give her, oh, well, she's tired, she's this and she's that and this and the other. That's what I don't like. It's phony bitches and phony shit. And it'd be the phony bitches that would cry and scream out, I'm E for L, or they up in the Amen corner talking about loyalty and everything in there, and they be the main bitches going out here and wanting to tell shit and wanting to pass it on to 007s and pass it on to other people who are irrelevant. They want to just start shit. They just want to keep our names in their fucking mouths. That's what I don't use.
And I think a lot of these little knots, they join your house for protection.
Exactly.
But my problem is with that, with like every house, and every house has that right to that, to do this, is that they want everybody else's tea, but they want to keep their house tea secret. And then everybody wants to cry victim when their house tea gets out. But there are some houses that are actually really loyal to keeping the tea in the house. But
right.
You have to watch that people want to be girlfriends with certain people because they think that it's going to get them somewhere. So these certain people have their pulse or their finger on everything, everywhere, all the time. And they'll never tell their source. But the sad thing is that the source that they're running to with those bones will turn on them eventually.
Right.
The problem is a lot of these houses are not relevant enough for the tea to be even. Nobody wants to hear their tea. Nobody cares. It's irrelevant. But when if it's something, it seems like every time it's something dealing with an ebony, of course that's going to be that house been around forever. Like London said, when she had her pigtails, she knew about this house. So I mean, you got like, I mean, a lot of these people are about as irrelevant as Alan Meekly.
It's some of these houses out here that feel as though that their house is untouchable. And they feel like, honey, that you can't get no tea from their house, or you can't read their house, or whatever the case may be. Bitch, everybody can be read.
No,
everybody
okay,
got their motherfucking
read,
shit in there.
There's a read inside of a read inside of a read that comes with the read. There's no unreadable person out there.
Nobody's
one.
Immune.
Nobody's immune from getting read.
But like
okay.
Like I said, y'all have to. The first part would probably be, like I said, a lot of this stuff. Y'all got the letters. Everybody got the same letters. So, you know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Would y'all stop saying that? Because everybody did not get the same letter. Some people did not even claim to get this letter. This popped up
right.
on Facebook in my inbox. So it was two people I spoke to personally that said they don't know nothing about no damn letter.
Oh, shit.
And maybe they don't even know if they put out, because I wasn't going to tell them that, oh, you got a letter that said you put out. I mean, that wasn't my place. But I wanted to know about the letter. I called Atlanta, find out about the letter. They didn't know much about the letter, so I asked the people that was on the letter. They didn't know nothing about no letter.
Well, I'll say this. In politics, baby, there's a two-part leak. First of all, it's a girl who snitches, and then it's a girl who does a force leak. And sometimes y'all girls got to figure out. Sometimes it be a force leak. And a force leak is when it comes from inside on purpose. So y'all got to realize, you know, where they came from.
It'd be a bunch of bitches with these fake pages getting up
no,
in your room.
No, look, like I just said, sometimes this shit is not fake. And I'm being honest. Sometimes this shit is a force leak. Sometimes girls who swear to God, they'll be the ones that you're meeting, because it's true. They be the first ones that you're meeting. Talk about, oh, girl, I didn't let that out. And, girl, I don't know how the fuck this letter got out. And, bitch, you wrote the damn letter. So sometimes you got to sit around and figure out if the shit was being done by some little snitch or somebody that was a little bit more higher up than what the fuck they claimed to be was the girl who let that shit slip out of their motherfucking midst by accident, you know, dropped it on the floor, or whatever the case may be, or I meant to send that to another ebony, but somehow it got into the greedy-ass little clutches of this little hoe who managed to spill it all over the world.
Well, then you got some who just be over other people's houses, and they be using their computers, and these bitches leave it open, and then they go back into their what's-the-name, and they get their password, or they get their what's-the-name, or whatever. And then you got some that just sleep with other people, or whatever, and then it's just like, oh, bitch, you know, guys, you got a slave up one side of the wall and back down the other, you know, whatever, you know, and, you know, now I can talk you with, you know, girl, let me use your computer or whatever the case may be or whatever, you know, it just be all types of shit. I just don't use it. I just don't use, period. I take my house very serious.
I
take loyalty very serious, and I take trust as a big factor with me, and anybody who I am close to that's in my house know that.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, and this is, I mean, we can move on from this. It really doesn't matter what they find out in the House of Ebony, because whoever is really out, whether the letter was falsely made up or whether it's real, is gone. So it don't really matter. The chapter is here. Whatever chapter is open, it's open. Whatever they're doing, they're doing. It's not going to matter. The ballroom's still going to circulate. We're still going to be out there, so it's not going to matter. So you could watch The Throne, you could be Gagaween, you could be whatever you want. The Ebony's still going to be right there, so it's not even going to matter. Next topic.
Well, the next topic is yours.
I would like to talk about the overlook of people in the ballroom as opposed to cute versus, I guess, regular. I'm not even going to say anything else. Cute versus regular. I believe that a lot of the situations that go on, whatever category, it really doesn't matter. I have to think, like, and Tony Revlon made it very clear last week that he looks at labels. And if the label is not a, if the shoe is not a label or whatever is not a label, and it's cute, that's what he's going for. And that's the same thing I think about the people that actually walk the ball. I think that a lot of these people are judging particular people on who look better. I mean, and, like, you know, as far as who's prettier, you know what I mean? Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
No, yeah. They judge them as far as who I will have.
Right, right. It's,
I don't know about
that,
that
too, as well.
And the only category you're supposed to do that for is sex iron.
No. But at the same time, you got to think about it like this. If these people are judging this way, then why wouldn't it be, you know, faulty judging going on? Everybody's saying that, oh, this one got shaded. Oh, he shouldn't have won. She shouldn't have won. Look at the way that people are judging the ball.
So do you know of any situation where that has happened?
Well, Tony Revlon just made it clear.
Incoming transmission.
Incoming transmission.
443-570. Hi, Tony. How are you, Father?
Hello, who?
Who is this?
This is Enrique.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, what's up?
Hello,
you guys
Enrique.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm going to try to answer the questions in order because you guys have jumped from one to the other to the other to the other. So I'm going to try to keep on. The house name will be the House Unbothered. I think somebody said that before, but I really like that name. Far as the older people going after younger people, yeah, that does happen, but I think somebody touched upon, like Kelly did, that the youngers really do go after the older people as well. It's not only to get a vote or anything like that, because on Facebook, to me, it's like the new APA. I don't know how many times young folks, I had to delete or block people because they'll come at you, hey, what's up, and then they come sideways, and then you got to block them. So, you know, I kind of, not to defend him at all, but there's people who told me they were like 20, and then you find out that there are 15. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to bury that. You got to kind of like know what you're doing before you even go further as far as sex and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that can go both ways as far as that. The other topic, somebody touched on it. There are times where houses do, the elders or the leaders of the house do leak tea purposely, so that it would get out there. So if we get out there that somebody has been kicked out of the house or what they're doing or their house cleaning. So, I mean, I know that a lot of houses have done that. So, you know, you, like, for instance, like if I wanted T to get out about the House of Lore, I'll hit Linda up on the slide or I hit Kelly up on the slide, just pass her some tea, and then she'll blow it up. You know what I'm saying? So leaders
right.
of houses do that. They do that, and they do that often. You know what I'm saying? And I think that a reason why you see a lot of double O's, because like somebody said, that ball was a very big ball to a lot of different houses. And if your loyalty was not shown that night, then you were told to leave. Because I know that's happened to a lot of kids. They didn't show up to the ball, whether it was medical, family or not, they were put out of houses. So I think that was the whole thing with that. Thanks, guys. Did I touch everything? I think I touched everything.
Yes. Yeah, so can you touch on your chest before you leave?
Impressive.
What? Oh, what? I'm sorry. I was speaking out loud.
Did you say to him?
Goodbye.
I can't.
Goodbye.
Good night. I'm happy.
It was an accident. It was an accident.
Thank
it was a sex
so
iron.
Much,
it was a body chow. It was a force of habit. I'm sorry.
Chow.
Incoming transmission.
Thank you.
Jason, don't
it's
say hey.
It's Keisha.
Tony. It's Tony or Keisha?
It's Keisha.
I don't find that funny.
Oh.
Well, you ain't on the other end of this phone.
When you hear my voice, why you act like you don't hear my voice? Is it shade?
Come over
no,
here.
No, we just now started hearing.
Well, we got excited. We were hoping it was Tony, Father Tony.
Oh, I want to come. Is Mark on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it seems odd. It's your views. It's like hello.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah,
what
girl, go
here.
Wait, what is this multiple personality disorder?
No, because no, there's no shade. Every time a Mark says something, it's like I'm on the same. Me and my girlfriend was just talking about. I'm not gonna say the person. We was watching some YouTube clips, and there's this one kid. I'm not gonna put him on the spot. He's unattractive, but it's like we were like the reason why he doesn't get the votes and his clout is because he's not all that attractive, and we were saying, God damn, a lot of these kids are underrated because of how they look. Now, it's not so much of people wanting to have, because there are some people who are average-looking, and they're getting their life.
Thank you.
Quiet as kept. There are some people that are cute, and they get by because they're cute and sexy, and yes, they want to have. So it all depends, but there are a lot of ballroom girls who don't get their life because they're not all that attractive, and they will never get their life because of how they look.
I know for a fact, I know for a fact that I know a few judges who I've gazed. She wasn't, that wasn't really, you know, really giving it that much. It's like, oh, child, she was cute.
Now we all got to keep it real. Everybody on the panel, if y'all was a judge, and if there was two people voguing, and if the one was cute, and she was sitting, and she was turning it, y'all would give her the vote. Let's keep it real. No, Mark. I said if they both was turning it, and you had to pick, you know who you would pick. Let's keep it real.
No, not me.
No, you asked backwards and wrong. No, I've been on that panel, and I've
like
been
said,
on some shit
they
like
both
that.
Was turning it. I'm not saying
hold
that
on.
They both was turning it. Yes.
I was just about to address that because I was going to say that's even in voguing because
thank
when
you.
It was soft and I was going to say when it was soft and cut. Do y'all think that the dramatics came from an ugly, well, I wouldn't say ugly, a more unattractive girl can't
yes.
get past that pussy
yes.
soft cut?
Yes,
so
yes,
so,
yes,
so
yes,
so
yes,
to, so
yes,
have,
yes, it's the truth.
Keisha, relax, honey.
The only reason I bring this up, it's no shade, it's no fucking shade. Before, not Naomi right now, but when Naomi first came out, when she used to go into the fucking NN, we used to call her Willie Lopez. And you know who Willie Lopez is? Y'all know
oh
Willie
God.
Lopez from Ghost?
Yeah.
Y'all know Willie Lopez
oh
from Ghost? Okay. Now you got Naomi, you got the new Naomi. She could be soft and cut pussy because she looks, now that she's Naomi, she's not that little boy no more. She don't have to do all that no more.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
J-Rock, I'm going to take it back. I got a good one for you. Because she was horrible. Fucking Allura. God bless her. Allura was not all that. And she used to get chopped for points. Mama left, came back as a femme queen. And baby, Mark can testify to that. Right, Mark?
Yeah, Christina Allura. Yeah, I do remember.
She was a knot, and she was a knot. They used to chop her because of how she looked, and her voguing was it was okay. But then when she was turning, they were still chopping her. Mama left. She transitioned. She came back. She was sexy. She was pretty, and she was just eating it alive.
A lot of what y'all talking about is not examples as much as it is the actual process.
What do you mean the actual process? Elaborate.
The actual process is that bitch you gonna lose for a while. All these girls that y'all just mentioned are girls who lost for a while and then
no.
they turned around and
no,
came
no,
wait
no,
a
no,
minute,
no.
wait a minute, wait
no,
a minute.
No, no, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You just can't say that because I'm gonna be very honest with you and I don't give a damn what folks him or what performance child was on this line. Anybody that was on that judges panel could contest to it. I have never in my day been chopped for voguing. And I mean from the day I hit the floor to the day I exited. I've never, ever been chopped for my performance. Now, being not ready for a category, yes. But there are certain people that didn't have to make a certain type of way. We just stayed at a certain bay because they were favorites and they were people who maybe looked better or even they decided was better. But if you wasn't a part of that elite social in crowd,
mm-hmm.
you was not getting pushed through.
Yep.
And it's the same way. The rules still apply. It's
mm-hmm.
the same way today. If you're not a
if
part
you,
of that social
yep.
in crowd, let's, what
if
they
you
call
ain't
it now,
the
it's fact A-list.
If you ain't sleeping,
they call
if you ain't
A-list
crossing,
now.
You
it's
ain't getting,
A-list now. If you're
yep.
not A-list today, you can forget it. You got to. You better come through hard.
You better be a sponsor or something, because if you're not bringing it to the table, they don't see you.
Exactly.
Now, I think too, have you ever been at, I think it goes deeper than that. Have you ever, like, it also goes to, like, sometimes judges don't even know, you get these young judges or people that's not really seasoned judges. Have you ever noticed you look at a panel, you might see people up there that you don't really think should be judging, and
yes.
when they don't know, listen, when they don't really know what they're supposed to be looking
mm-hmm.
for, that they go for the prettier person. I think
mm-hmm.
that's absolutely true. Like, if you don't really know what you're judging, then they automatically give it to the person that they
mm-hmm.
think looks better.
Mm-hmm.
I see that all
right,
the time.
Or their,
yeah.
or their girlfriend, or
right.
whoever, yeah, next to them pick. Like,
for,
right.
okay, for, okay, for okay, for example, the PLCC ball in
oh,
2000.
Please, oh, God, please.
2006, 2006. And now, don't get me wrong, she was turning it, but it was for some reason she was just eyeing this one particular femme queen. Eva was on the side looking at all the femme queens. But for some reason, she was going up for Amaya, and she was not getting to the other femme queens, and I was watching her, and I'm like, okay, don't get me wrong, Amaya was turning it. But there was other femme queens that was turning it too, and Eva, for some reason, her eye was just on that one girl. And as a, if you are a judge, you are supposed to judge every single femme queen, not just the one that you like because she's the prettiest. You have to go in, you have to get into every single one of them, and that's another one of my problems with judging. You're supposed to judge everybody fairly. Not because one looks prettier, you're going to look at them and not look at the other one. I have a problem with that, too. I'm not saying Eva was a judge, but for some reason, she was only eyeing Amaya. All the rest, it was like, okay, whatever. When Amaya came, oh, she went in. It was like, oh, Amaya, 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 and that was that.
Toxic City from the chat room, from the Blog Talk chat room, Toxic City 201 just said, that is not always true because there are some Butch Queen up in drags that are not beauties, but they continuously turn it.
Okay, can I ask
and
you a question?
Dramatic. They're dramatic.
There you go.
Right.
There you go, because this one,
because,
I'm not going to say
it. Because, baby, because the thing about it is, this is what y'all not catching, and I've seen this since I've been watching Ballroom, is that not-so-attractive girl, she got to go into the fucking
yes.
end.
Yes.
Right. Because
yes.
make sure that she can overhaul
yes.
somebody like Asia Balenciaga.
Yes.
With Asia, it's everything. That's what I'm saying. You,
mm-hmm.
She can't be soft and cut, because they're going to be like, bitch, what's soft and cut about
you?
You
look hard. Yup. For example, y'all know this one. I'm not going to mention her name. She vogued out, but she was.
Listen, listen. Hold on. Wait a minute. You're not going to keep doing that because we're not going to keep putting picture images in our minds. You got to start mentioning names, okay?
No, Mark.
Right,
it's not, no. Wait, hold up. I got. Can I comment? That's my opinion. I'm not going to throw no one's name because that's my opinion, and my opinion is like
so
my
is
asshole.
Your
Keisha,
is
calm
your
down.
No, I'm calm.
Down.
No, but I'm Mark.
Keisha,
I would never throw
take
some,
it down
Keisha,
to five.
Down,
take
all right,
down.
Listen. I would never throw someone's name like that because it's only my opinion.
Right.
But
so
I might
really
find cute, you might find ugly. Right, but for me to say that, who am
okay,
I?
You know what? Never mind, because it's not important.
But you see what I'm saying, though. I agree, and J-Rock, I agree with J-Rock,
incoming
too.
Transmission.
And I thank God.
Okay, Keisha, we're going to put you back on
yep,
hold. 347.
Keisha, we're going to try to book you a Friday night show or something. Yeah.
347-985.
Oh,
their phone breaking
up. I don't like that beep. I just went to that store that Gadon went to. I don't like that beep. I got.
Oh, girl.
Okay, 347. We're gonna need you to call. Try to call back in.
Okay,
Devin. We want you, Devin. We're moving. Transitioning to your topic now.
I don't have a topic this week. I think that this week is a very, very light week for me. I liked what I heard so far.
I would like to bring something up.
I think we need to get to J-Rock's topic.
Wait, Tiffany.
Right, J-Rock.
Because yes, we keep forgetting
what?
About... I keep forgetting about Captain Leatherette over there.
J-Rock?
Oh, I thought y'all was talking to Tiffany.
Well, I was transitioning to either your topic or Tiffany's topic.
Right.
Tiffany.
Ladies first.
Okay, well, J Rock.
No.
You obviously cannot take. You're from the long tribe of Ho Can't Take.
Oh, I don't think that's what it is at all.
Oh, that's a good. That is a good house to open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, come on, J-Rock. Get to your what you want to talk about, because I got something that I think is going to... I'm going to change the gaze a little bit, but I want to wait.
Okay, well, I'll just put my topic out there, then. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I was in a room today called... I guess it's a new room called Hot Topics, and they were going... a film queen came in the room and said, why is it that, you know, butch queens find it hard to date, you know, the girls like transsexuals or femme queens or anything like that. And I responded with, it doesn't matter if you're a femme queen, a butch queen, a woman, whatever, you are with who you are with. And I said, because I personally have a crush on somebody in this room. And when I said that, everybody started looking at it, and I didn't pay attention that there were only three femme queens in the fucking room. So then somebody was like, I know who you're talking about. So I'm putting it out there. I have my ballroom crushes, and I'm trying to see who, and the callers can call in and give their ballroom crushes. They don't have to, they can call in private or whatever, but my ballroom crush, and I'm putting it out there, and I've always had a crush on this person, is Stasha. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I have always had a crush on Stasha, and I've always liked Stasha. And the butch queen crush that I have is Josh Milan. If he's still a Milan or whatever, I haven't seen him in a while, but that was my two crushes. So I'm just...
What?
What's with that? I always thought she was going to pick Naima, but oh well. I guess it's a real shame. I guess when you're dating her, I guess when you have a Naima, you can kind of have a crush on. Okay, well, yeah, never mind. Okay, let's go. Hey,
well,
there, let's
go. That's a good crush, because I know my crushes, honey.
Who's
your crush? Well, my butch queen crush is Antonio Blahnik. Oh, my God, the menace is so fine. And if I had to have a femme queen crush, my femme queen crush is Courtney Garcon. Yeah? Oh, and if I had to have a butch, I'd be with Esco Mizrahi, honey. If I had to have a butch, girl. That's
it. Oh, God.
I like to cover all bases because, you know, I...
Yes, we love.
Both holes do.
I'll take all bases.
What you say, Jason?
Most holes do.
Oh, shit. Right,
Kevin.
I would say Kevin. My butch crush. If I had crushes, my butch crush would be butch who walked. No, he a trans man. That's what he is. That walked at the Candyland ball. He looked like Silk the Shaka with the dreads. I think he a blonic. But he walked trans man. I can't think of his name, but that he is everything to me.
Yeah, I love y'all blonics, huh?
And
apparently.
My butch crush.
You cannot deny that, Antonio. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Naima.
And my butch queen crush. Oh my goodness, there's a couple of butch queens that I like, but I would say my butch queen crush would be he light skinned and
did you say light skinned?
Yeah,
I
did.
Light skinned, but he's what's his name? He a Herrera.
Mark? What's his name?
No.
Mark?
No, what? No, you know what? No, he wore Pretty Boy. He wore Pretty Boy Realness, and I can't think of his name right now. And it's so sad. But,
where is he from?
Huh?
Where is he from?
He's from the Midwest.
Chicago.
Only boy that I know that walks, the only boy that I know, he used to be, and that's Amari.
Well, I love Omari. Yes, I love Omari, but not him.
Oh,
I love Omari too. But no, the other one, he Herrera though. He light skinned.
That's what I said. It was the only one that I did.
Omari is not light skinned.
Okay.
He just, what's his, not Brian,
right.
Not Brian because he walks 6 hours. It's the other one who used to talk to Brian.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He's just going to be the other one for right now.
Right.
The one that's father now.
I have like three crushes.
Go ahead, my
My femme queen crush is Vicky Gotti.
I can't.
Fuck me, Vicky, just fuck me, fuck me.
Oh my god.
And my butch is Ziggy Ebony.
Ooh. Oh, that's six.
Give it to me, Jiggy Jah. Give it to me, Jah.
You better leave Ziggy alone, honey, for somebody bust through here. Ooh.
Please, please, Kelly, come on and tell us. Give it to me, Jiggy.
I am going to hang up my phone right now.
Oh,
Jesus. It's only you.
Okay.
Incoming transmission.
Oh, shit.
Incoming.
Private caller.
I want feminine destruction.
Ooh.
Everybody gotta have a crush.
Alright. Well, that's a nice crush to have.
It is.
Can I just say something really quick about that since somebody brought feminine destruction up? I mean, I didn't get to talk about it last week because, you guys, I was so tired and I fell asleep from my flight coming back from Candy World or whatever.
That's
Candy Land, whatever.
You must have been pushing the plane sitting in the chair.
No, honey, I was tired, honey. I had to return rental cars. I had to catch early morning flights, come back, pick up babies from school, and still go to work that night. I was tired. I do work. I don't know what you do, honey. Putting your ads up is not working. Now, anyway.
It is if they respond. Hateful bitch.
But they never do. But they never hardly do. So
they
that's,
do.
That's the gag. Gag ween for you. Gag or ween. Anyway, let me say this about I had the pleasure. I don't even know if it really was a pleasure. I'm actually seeing this feminine destruction up close and personal. Okay?
Oh, really?
Now, that ball, listen, I want to talk about this. I know somebody put up a picture up there in the group. Y'all remember, y'all put that picture up of her breast that she just got done that was all up in her neck. So, you know, the ball was so hot, I had to go down in the locker room, you know, because my back was running down my face, literally. So I was trying to catch a cold.
Girl, that was fashion fair.
Okay, baby, I don't wear fashion fair, but anyway, honey, I was sitting down in the locker room, and I just seen, you know, this somebody come around the corner in the locker room with this pink jumpsuit on, you know, with their, like, boobs kind of, exposed, like one of the, her breasts was out or whatever. And I'm like, I didn't know who it was at first, you know, because, you know, mother, she was on her clamp, you know, I was a little fuzzy, I didn't really realize who I was looking at. Somebody was like, oh, you know, they was whispering about, you know, some destruction. So then, you know, me, I just blurted out, oh, that's the one with the boobs that's up in her neck. In her neck. And she gave me this look as if, bitch, I will kiss you, honey. Like, I just was like, because, you know, honey, I was under the substance of influences, honey. So I just was like, oh, that's her. And let me tell you, they don't look no better in person. I just want to say this. They don't look no damn better in person than they do look on that damn picture. They still look a hard, freaky, hard, steel mess, honey.
Oh. Wait, but did she look at you with that mean, that Stevie J face?
Oh my God.
She had that curly wig on. She had that curly wig, and she was down there with some other hard girls. At first, I got scared because I was down there with my other two sisters, and they're kind of like really, you know, pretty and stuff. And they were looking like, "Ooh, girl, honey, I hope the girls were kind of hard." And we was like, "My sister, honey, one Chloe girl. You know, she had them cheeks pumped, and she was looking really sexy. She was walking sex siren. Well, both of them was walking sex siren. One was walking body. They were looking at me like, "Ooh, Tiffany, honey, like, girl, these are some bricks. They about to attack us, honey." And I very much say, "Girl, give me my sack, girl. I'm gonna go out to the car for a minute, girl, because I need some air, honey." And that's what I did, girl. And that was about it.
Jason, your crush?
Yes,
I had,
Jason.
Well, clearly I'm only going to have Butch Queen crushes. So, my first one is Kevin Prodigy.
Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy?
Mind your business. I said my crush. I didn't say what yours was. Don't judge me. You don't know my life.
Oh, shit.
You don't know my life. You don't know my life. My second one would be Caesar.
Ballroom throwback?
Yes. You don't know my life.
Don't worry about
wait,
it. Don't
wait,
nobody
but
know
why
nobody
do we
like
have a Tia
that
and Tamara on the line, ballroom throwback?
Oh, shit.
Wait, no, but you're correct. Really? That's it?
Better get into that one.
Yes, Caesar and Kevin Prodigy, and then my final crush. And I'm done.
Andre Mizrahi?
You did.
Who did you say? Andre Mizrahi?
Andre Mizrahi?
I knew that was coming. Why did I not know that was coming?
Oh, no.
did she moan Andre Mizrahi?
She kind of more like whispered it, like from the All Concealing Shadows.
And that bitch whispered it.
Oh, and mine.
Like it was a commercial for a new perfume.
Bitch, what?
Right, and you know my crush. If I really want it to be freaky and in the dark, you know, all in the dark.
Not all in the dark. In a very dark.
In the dark, where I could just feel, you know, a touch. It would probably be Man Prodigy.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you're talking about freaking in the dark, then Tree Revlon.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, he's going
girl,
to
girl, when she ready to come, you
air.
Can just say, bye, girl, bye. I'm going to be good.
She said he's going
to
commentate in your ear.
You know what I
girl, right.
I always thought that I would have wanted that Boogie Revlon after I seen that picture of he had with that big, massive, you know, standing up. But when I seen him up close and personal acting like a wild beast on stage, he kind of really petite.
Make you
want to
want
like,
him more, shouldn't it?
No, it didn't. Because he's kind of petite. You know, he's like tall. I thought he was going to be like kind of like manly, like big, like not big, but you know what I'm saying? Kind of like
stocky.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be like manly, not stocky. Yeah, I just thought he was gonna be like a regular size, you know, nigga, maybe wear 36 jeans, you know, kind of regular nigga. But he gave me very much. He had on some skinny leg capris, and they were very tight. They were skinny leg.
Well, it was capris. Atlanta. That is the dress code down there.
J-Rock, am I lying?
You're not.
He had on skinny leg capris. They were capris and they were skinny legs. They were very tight. And he just did not give me what I needed. I started to stop him because he walked by the Chanel table because Chanel and Revlon was right next to each other. I started to, you know, tap him and say, yeah, I was the one going to take you on the Apple and the Louis shopping spree, but girl, now you're giving me a Dot to Claire shopping spree.
Mm-hmm. Say Dot. Bitch, you better work for Dot.
He's giving you very breakfast at Tiffany's.
breakfast at Tiffany's.
It took me a while to catch that one. I'm sorry, that was delayed.
Wait a minute, somebody in the room said he sweats down. Who sweats down?
Boogie Ramon.
Ooh.
I wanted to bring something up.
Kevin Jay-Z sweats down too. He sweats.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I want to see.
What happened to Mark's crush?
Don't play with me. Do not play with me. Next topic. Do not play
no,
with
no.
me.
Okay, I got to do my crush,
so I get this over with. Much like Jason, I do not have 10-point crushes. That's okay. For me, whoever the other half of the ballroom throwbacks, that's number one. What that one named, Corey?
The one with the makeup?
The makeup.
I can't. Next caller.
I'm sorry. Number two, if I had a choice, I would probably say Omari. But don't tell him that, because I can't deal with
it. Wait, Omari Mizrahi?
No, Omari.
The
Herrera. You was about
no,
to get
no, I was about to say. I thought you were talking about the midget they've been putting a picture up of him in the W bathrobe naked.
Oh, shit. Oh, I heard about that. Okay, third crush. I got to say, I think he, like, so fucking sexy. And I have to say, Prince, I think Prince is still a Mulan. So he
he's
is
a Mugler. He's a Mugler.
He's a Mugler now?
Yes.
Well, Prince Mugler. He's sexy as hell.
And I'm so sorry, I forgot, because I've seen him in person finally. Tony is the number one. And y'all can kiss my ass.
What Tony?
But did you guys hear the wolf howling in the background when he said that?
Oh, Pony.
Incoming transmission.
Incoming.
Okay, Keisha.
Wait, Keisha, before you go, Mark, I know your crush, but I
don't play with me, London. Don't play with me. I don't date ballroom kids. I don't look at them. I don't entertain them, and they better not ever come my way. Next call. Hey, Keisha.
Let me ask you this. If you don't date ballroom kids, where do you get your dates from? Jack? Where do you get your dates?
It's only because he likes...
Let me make this very clear. I don't do dates like that. If I did, I'd probably be up in the ballroom a lot more. But I don't do dates
like that. Oh, so you're celibate
then?
No,
in a way, yes, right now.
He's saving his soul for Malachi. That's it.
That's my sister.
He's like Malachi from years back.
I can't.
He dates Project Boys.
Incoming transmission.
Here we go. Let's go.
Well, transmission income.
Keisha.
Caller, you're live on the air.
Hi. I was reading on my Facebook. I want to give a shout out and rest in peace to someone in the ballroom scene just passed away, and I used to vogue with him in Jersey. Scraps. Oh my God, I'm gagging right now. I can't. I fucking can't. Scraps at Con. He used to be in Evisu from Jersey. Passed away, and I want to give a shout out and rest in peace. Not a shout out. Rest in peace. And my condolences go out to his family and also the ballroom scene. I know he was real close with Greg Evisu. I just got a text saying that he passed, and I'm like right now in Gag Nation.
Yeah, his name was Shadid.
Shadid
really
Evisu,
cool.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't, I'm like, what is going on?
Condolences to his
family. It's
life. Yeah.
It's just life. That's it.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Stylist for him.
What was
Let's
his?
Go
yeah,
what
I
was
think
his
we
ballroom
house? He was a twister. He was
what
a
was
twister.
His,
house now? His name.
Yeah,
was,
we're doing it. Keisha, we're doing a moment of silence. Okay, I always had, you know, an issue. Like, how long is a moment of silence supposed to be?
Till somebody says amen or something.
Oh, amen.
Okay, a topic just came across. Somebody said they want to talk about, they wanted us to talk about J-Rock's runway.
Oh,
Well,
in the meantime, y'all talking about that, I wanted to bring something up that I know that all of us can relate to on the phone and in the community. I've seen a picture. I'm gonna post a picture inside London's tea room in a second, but I've seen a picture, right? And don't key at me when I say this. But I seen a picture, and when I first glanced at the picture, before looking at anything else, I was living. But then when I got into the rest of the picture, I gagged. And it took me to a state of mind like, damn, I know that the Trey or whatever, you know, or the Straight Boys or whatever, when they look at girls, when they look at, I can understand when they look at femme queens or they look at drags or whatever like that, and they be like, damn, you know, this bitch is bad. You know, you think it's a woman, and it's any other. And then when they bust them with the T, and when they bust with the T, you know I'm a trainee or I'm a man or whatever the case may be, and they like, damn. And the trade will say to them, you got a dick in there? You got titties and they got all this dick in there? And they be like, yeah. And be like, damn, yo, that's fucking my head up. And like, damn, I don't know what to do. It'd be so confusing. You just be at a place. Well, the reason why I brought this up is because I had seen this picture, and this person is supposed to be, I guess, intersex or whatever the case may be. But to some of us, we would say it's a trans man or something or whatever. And the person was naked, but to see the face and everything, and you know, you would just be like, yes, that boy is eating it. And then it's like, but the person is naked, and then you see the rest of it, you'd be like, oh my God. It just kind of took me to a place, and it just made me like, damn, you know, what would y'all do if you were just in the presence with somebody, and, you know, you really, really, really thought that this person was a boy or whatever the case may be, and y'all get back to what you know to the house, or y'all get wherever y'all get at, or y'all already there, and next thing you know, they don't tell you, but then they just take off the clothes and you see his cooch. And it's and you know, and it's a trans man or it's a butch or something like that. Or the same way, like if it's a boy and he with a girl and he's talking to her and then she don't tell the tea, and then you know, they get it, they take off their clothes and then he like, oh shit. You know, you freak out and stuff like, I'm gonna post a picture in a second. But just like, what, have y'all ever been in a situation like that?
No.
No, hell
no.
I've seen they call them studs, right? Or tight. And, you know, he looks like a boy and everything. And I was like, oh, he's a really cute boy. And I looked at the waistline and it just didn't match up. It's like when girls wear jeans, it's like you can really notice that, you know, that's a girl.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've never been in a situation, but I did go to school with somebody who was very confused. We knew him as Belinda, but it was really something else that he was appeared to be, and he actually was a hermaphrodite. Like,
did you say Belinda?
Belinda.
It was Belinda.
They mama need their ass whooped.
Yes. He was like, it's Pat. Like, remember, it's Pat from Saturday Night Live. He didn't know whether he was a boy or a girl. Well, that's what Belinda was, because he was a hermaphrodite. So you ain't know whether it was a boy or a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to stop laughing like that, because somebody said I sound like a hyena.
Oh, yeah. The Allure.
Oh, that was Eric Allure.
Who?
The one who flagged my ass?
No, that's Enrique Allure that just hung up like an hour ago.
Oh,
but
no,
we
you
talking
got your
about
ass whooped by a completely different person.
That's we talking about Eric Allure from another group.
But really, Rico, to get back to his picture, Rico, why would you flag that? It was blurred.
Highly exaggerated.
Mm.
It really was blurred,
hand.
Though. That picture really
no,
was blurred.
What
it,
picture
it really
are we talking
was.
About?
The one, that one that got flagged, that Tiffany got flagged. Remember Enrique flagged Tiffany, bro.
When Elmo was peeking out the shirt.
No.
No, that.
Well, if that's
do?
The case, I'm going to only leave this picture up for a little bit, though. But the picture is now in London's tea room.
Let well, don't leave it up for looking.
You should
have
put
it
in the aftermath.
Just don't put
then.
No picture up about nobody that you know.
You oh, put it up
put
in
it
the aftermath?
You should have put it up in the aftermath.
All right, well, I'll delete it now.
No, girl, I'm already looking for
it.
Right.
No,
I just deleted
it.
I'll put it in the aftermath.
A cracker and a half.
I'll put it in the aftermath.
I
forgot.
You don't think that's a guy? That's not a guy?
I don't see it. It's gone.
Yeah, I just deleted
it.
I
seen it real quick. I can still see it. Oh, my fucking God.
That's a trans man.
That's a trans man? That looked like a penis. Is that a clitoris?
How the hell do he see it?
Yeah.
And I don't see it.
I can see it in the tea party.
Because he was still on.
He was
already on
there
while I was in there.
So if you don't refresh it, it's still sitting there. But I'm looking at it. It was gross.
Well, first of all, how can you even
gross.
Look down at it? Like, I can't stop looking at all them keloids on the
give
chest.
It Jiggy
what is all
give it to me, Jiggy Jive.
Give it to me.
Y'all's a mess.
And J-Rock, what's this with you taking Benadryl talking about you want somebody to give it to you, Jiggy Jive?
What?
Oh, yeah, J-Rock, we do have to start talking about you. What do we got to do?
That was a key. I had just seen the video. And I was delusional, and I had
you
a bunch of
you seen what video?
Delusional was an understatement.
The video,
you seen
the video of Kelly saying, "Give it to me, Jiggy Jive, give it to me." And I was laughing so hard, and I kept saying that, and then my little sister kept saying, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And I just kept saying it. That's why I said these Benadryls got me saying, "Give it to me, Jiggy Jive." That's why I said I want Kelly to come on and say that, because it's so funny to me.
Because
she was
going
in on Big
Yachty. Not to put J-Rock business out, but I have to just say this. Now that J-Rock has told me who his crushes are, and I know that he likes femme queens, it brings me back to wonder, you know, after the ball, you know, I was going back to my room, and I pull into my parking lot of the hotel, and guess who's getting out of the car? J-Rock. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I got a room here, too. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, that's crazy,
because
I have been here since Thursday. So,
is
you know,
that a clitoris?
That's what I said. That's what I said. Out of the car with two femme queens. So I don't know what happened in that room that night, honey, because, you know.
Somebody was on a train ride.
If he keep his clothes on, he can get it. We can bump and grind.
J-Rock,
first of all, Tiffany, the two femme. First of all, Tiffany, those were not two
femme
queens.
Oh, my God. That is very disturbing.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Those were not two femme queens. That was Prada and Trinity. Those were two drag queens, which was my two female figures that I was paying for their room, and I was driving them around because I take care of my female figures when they're with me in the House of Ebon. But you thought they were femme queens because that's how they look. They just look that real.
First of all, honey, I know Prada down. I know what she is, honey. I know what Trinity is, too. But I'm getting
he
to the point, honey. You was about to have two of them on your back.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
I think that was the basis of
got.
My story.
Okay, since we want to take it down, let's drop the realty then. Who was that trade that you had in the car, and then when I seen you in the elevator, you looked like you had just been fucked down. And
oh,
you
that was
had
a
that
dealer.
Wait a minute, what's going on at this hotel now?
Girl, what was this?
Right. I don't have no shame in my game. I picked him up after the ball. I was geeked up. I was ready to mingle. He was ready to
did you want somebody?
He ate me into a complete box. Had Dee Dee not been calling me, telling me she was on her way to the room, he would have been fucking me even more. But instead, I decided to drop him back off at the trap where I got him from. I got him to meet me in
the
tunnel. You say you want that hard white shit? Meet me in the tunnel. Y'all ain't heard that?
No.
I picked him up from the trap.
I'm going to let y'all know right now. Tiffany ain't nothing to be fucking with, I'm telling y'all. And when I seen her, I didn't know who the boy was. When I seen her in that elevator the next time, she looked like she had been waltzed the fuck out. Then she said, Then she said, I had to get another room because I didn't want him to come looking for me. Then I said, was it that good?
No, she stole his iPod. She a femme queen bandit.
No, but this drag queen slash Doug realness slash woman's realness is, what is she giving?
She giving me incomplete.
Wait, doesn't her breast look like the little knots that's in the back?
Right, that's why I'm like, she giving me incomplete. Like, she need to go get her pectorals fit in.
What the fuck is
I'm
that?
I just want to know, is
that a clitoris? Like, I'm still stuck on this.
I've
like,
never seen one, so I don't know. I was born with my hand. Shout out to Nicole Onabella.
Did we do something wrong?
No, she's supposed to come in and tell us about Thursday.
It's 12:30. It's 1:30 now.
Well, we didn't know what coast we're. It's 12:30 over here.
Okay.
Is it 12:30 in Florida?
Anyway,
yes.
Jasmine.
It's 1:30.
Well, where's she at?
How you gonna just give us an intro then I'll come here?
Oh, I guess that was to tell y'all shut the fuck up.
Oh, girl, how you gonna use your intro to do that?
I'm here.
Girl, don't be doing that. You scared us.
I'm still throwing up. I was just cleaning the throw up off of my lips.
Oh, fuck her up for that.
Yes, yes.
We totally understand.
Well, get y'all some of this now in the aftermath.
Wait a minute, I'm about to read something that Malone is tagging us in.
J-Rock, you're back on the air.
And
okay. Before I go into my topic, 202-560, you're on the air.
I can't get my intros in because I'm not a part of this game.
Nope. Let's move on.
Who's that?
This is Rodney.
Rodney.
Oh, hey,
Rodney.
I'm sorry, Rodney. You know, one thing about me, I'm so sorry, Rodney. I don't be remembering numbers.
Oh, no, you're good. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. I'm at work, so I wasn't going to be long. I just wanted to come say hello to everybody. Say welcome
hey,
back
Rodney.
To me. Another season.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey,
Rodney.
You gave us over shade last night, Rodney.
Yes.
You liked it?
Yes.
Yes,
God.
He loved it. He thrived off of it.
I had a good time. Me and Tom, we go way back, so it's always love shade. It's never like hatred or anything like that.
Oh,
I was
yeah, real quick. Real shouts out to Harold. He brought the shade last night.
Oh, nah,
he
I
brought the
it.
Shade.
Ugh, that was ridiculous.
No, he literally brought the shade. It was hot. He brought the shade.
I'm done.
Are you kidding?
Y'all fuck up the most nicest thing I can say.
Father Cocktail, can I have an honest moment with you right now?
Oh, Lord, Tiffany, what is it?
I just wanted to really tell you, when I seen you at Candy World and you were kind of going back and forth with Selvin about who should come down and what he wasn't doing, and Selvin was saying, let me handle this. I got this. And I was standing right next to you, honey. And you was looking so good, Father Cocktail. I wanted to slip a date rape drug in your cocktail.
You know what? I cannot with you three people on this phone no more.
Girl.
I appreciate that, Tiffany. I just came to relax and still support the ball, you know, Jack and Andre's fam, so I don't want to like just going straight to the house, but they are in the situation for the House of Prodigy not actually being there full force. They understood, so I still wanted to come. And man and myself, we came just to show that we still, you know, were supporting them.
Yes, it was about to be a whole re-episode of the movie Misery, and they I wanted to tie you up and everything.
Oh, my
girl,
God.
Girl, what the fuck?
Can we go move? Ooh, I'm dead.
Control.
Yeah, we're about to
always be
We're about to move. On the line, I want to make sure everybody is aware of November 10th, New York City, with James Icon and myself, What's My Name, Part 2. Everybody should have seen the flyer by now, but...
$1,000 O-Way performance for all y'all miserable hookers that send in them O-Way groups that keep talking about shit. You got $1,000 O-Way motherfucking performance. Ain't no reason for all 150 of y'all motherfuckers that claim to be O-Way and them O-Way groups not to come out the door. And I fucking take you.
Cookie, shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
No, I was gonna get that one out.
Or Chardonnay.
That was leather.
Will y'all let Rodney finish talking?
Yeah, that was basically it. Tiffany, you remember when we met in Vegas?
I remember when we met in Vegas. That's why you was sending me in Candyland. I said, ooh. Yes, I'm going to be realness. I'm falling for this realness. Yeah, I
you
said really,
I have a prodigy weekend, honey.
I was really looking for a roofie for you. You better be lucky, honey. My other man called me and told me to meet him outside, honey. Get re up. But other than that, I was looking for a roofie for you, honey.
Well, you know that. Take no cocktails.
I'm black as hell, but you gotta be here, bless you.
I can't.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking like
Mark,
that.
What's going on?
What's up, Rodney? I can't with Tiffany. I can't with her.
I think it was an honest moment.
Very
right,
honest.
You did.
It's a mess.
Well, I'm about to get back out here. I just wanted to call in, say hello to everybody. Wish y'all a good luck on the new season. London, I love you. And we'll be back at it on Monday. You already know.
Right. Love you too. Enjoy
and
your
don't attack me again. It's going to be me and you.
Oh shit! Wait, about the coat thing?
Yeah.
Oh, the coat.
We'll
I live for Friday.
I'm going to get mine out of the store, so Kelly and I will take a picture side by side for all the naysayers that accused me of something. So, but I paid it. But you know, it is what it is. We're gonna take a picture of both our full lengths next to each other.
Oh,
Rodney, I live for how you got Tom Blumenthal together, honey, yesterday. You got very, listen, okay, it's not just you. All right, it's about the other people that's on. I said, work, Rodney. You got hot hands together, cuz.
Trying to keep him grounded. Trying to keep Tom grounded.
Yeah,
he's great, great professional at what he does. So I like that. I like that part of him. He's definitely gives you journalists, Walter Cronkite all day on the radio. But, you know, we wanted to spice it up and have some fun. So he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in, Rodney.
Well, okay, Rodney, don't have the people at your job reading the Queens on the phone right now.
I know, they're all right. I got servers out there. I got the servers out there doing their job. It's a little slow right now, so I'm doing paperwork and doing the server schedule. But it'll be all right.
But
you guys have a good night. I'll talk with y'all later.
All right,
Rodney.
Rodney.
Rodney, before you go, what house would you open if you were to open a house?
You just hit me.
What would your Kiki
house name be? I'll probably reopen the house with Ashley and Dre and all them Untouchables.
That is cute.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Rodney, I'll see you Monday.
I love you, baby girl.
Thank you. Come here.
Bye-bye.
Wait, CEO, if you were to open another house,
what
would it be?
Posted one of the A-list.
Milan, if you have an issue, please call us. Thank you.
What happened?
And
what
I
you
thank
got?
You. Girl, he tagged me, Jasmine, and Jason saying, you three want me to be shady, don't you?
We prefer it.
Nobody, listen, can we move on to somebody else's topic? Because Milan is not one, please.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't see it in there because they put me out of there because I had made a post. I had put up the video of best dress. You know, they didn't like it. If you weren't teen.
Wait, you got put out for Temperance's dress? I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, because I had put the video up there, okay? But, Ballroom Throwbacks, you know, he does wonderful videoing at the bowls or what have you. And, you know, of course, you know, he put up all the clips. So I put up a clip, and I said on the clip, I said, now, who do y'all think should have won? You know, what is everybody's opinion? And different people were commenting on it, and they were saying, you know, that the Chanel child, you know, should have won. Because, you know, she was sitting or whatever the case may be. Other people said that, you know, they just gave it to, you know, to her, to Temperance or whatever, or Temperance was selling it over the child, whatever the case may be, or whatever. So I guess because wasn't nobody, you know, for her, you know, Temperance or anything, or her winning or whatever the case may be, or whatever, and because I had put, the, you know, the what's the name up there, you know, then I was put out. My whole thing is this, you know.
My whole thing is this, you know.
I mean, if you want to censor the girls about what they can post and what they can't post, and if they not pro, you know, Blahnik or somebody, you know, in that house or whatever the case may be, or, you know, because number one, I wasn't, let me tell you something like Kelly said, okay? The truth can never be a read. And all it was dead people's opinion. So I get put out because I posted a video that clearly everybody saw it and everybody had their opinion on it. And, I mean, Caesar recorded it or whatever the case may be, the whole ball, but it would just happen to be a clip of what it, you know, what the category was. And all I asked was people's opinions. Now, if I wanted to be shady, I could have went on the post and gave my opinion and, you know, and said all types of things or whatever
and
like that.
And you would have been out the room even quicker.
But I was right. I would have been out the room even quicker. But, I mean, like, because I put a video up of that there's something that already happened or whatever the case may be just to see what everybody else's opinion to me, I think that's a little childish. And I think that's a little tired. My whole thing is you call that room the A-list and, you know, where people come together and they make topics that people, you know, will discuss different things that's going on. Why would you censor somebody for putting up a doggone video asking other people for their opinion? But it's
she
all right.
She will delete you.
For
she
him
will delete you if
fish
you don't even
women,
agree with her.
Women, hold
if you
on.
Don't agree with her, she'll delete you.
Right. It probably was her ass that deleted me, but I don't even care. But my whole thing is this. It's all right for the Blahniks to bash Ebony or to fish for us or what our information and shit like that on there, and the girls get those and get him or not just per se him, but just get other, because I don't have no shade with Milan, but to get other people in that doggone room together. It's all right to bash the Ebonies. It's all right to come for us. But as soon as an Ebony, which is me, who posted up the video asking people what their opinion was, I can put the fuck out. Well, so the fuck what? If it was her, oh, the fuck well. It was my doggone opinion, and like I said on the what's the name, I think the Chanel child should have won, period, point blank. And
the
fuck what?
I called her a trifling hoe who sits on the bus stop without a job, and she put me out.
Please. Because, I mean, come on there. Clearly, it was the video. Let me say this. I don't have no shame with that lady or whatever the case may be, because I don't, you know.
All right,
because,
nobody, you know what, Naima? Don't nobody give a shit about Milan.
It's
like,
in my
I'm not talking about Milan.
I am concerned.
But I'm not talking about Milan. I'm talking
about
the post. Was to
She's the only one that owns the group. She
no, he's not the
out.
Only one
no,
with the keys. That's what I'm saying. He's not the only one with the keys is what I'm saying.
I'm going to say this once, and I'm only going to say it once. And hear me clearly when I say it.
Breathing?
Because it's not even worth it. Milan, if your group is that threatened by the fact that we advertised for a Tuesday night show when you don't even do anything on a Tuesday night, if advertising for a Tuesday night show in your room would cause you to remove me, bitch, I have been put out of better places
by
than
worse
your
people.
Room. So, before you can even feel like you've done something and remove me, I will remove my motherfucking self. And on that note, your rum can kiss my ass. My ass is my ass is my ass. Your rum can kiss my ass.
Yeah, and Milan, go make another African rap video with
oh my God,
someone, you know.
Nobody gives
go
a shit, honey.
But I just want to, for the record, I don't have no shade with Milan. I don't believe it was
she
him.
Should
really
have
believe.
Lost that category wearing
like
that gold lame outfit with a hem that was not sold, looking like she was auditioning for the Wiz remake. I have held my motherfucking tongue about that outfit since I fucking came back.
Yeah,
now
she looked like Ginger from fucking Gilligan's Island. Now,
the ship has sailed, and she is the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Please.
I would just like to say, in the voice of my sister Khadija Ebony, there ain't never been a bitch that told me my ass was too much.
Are y'all done so I can talk? Because y'all seem to have forgotten that I was sitting here.
We apologize, Jasmine.
Sorry, Jasmine.
I mean, y'all get carried away, don't y'all? So passionate about everything. My God. Now, I don't know what's wrong with Milan, but Milan knows how to hit me up. So, you know, he could hit me up and we'll talk about it. I don't know what the problem is. You just brought up the advertising. Maybe it was the advertising. I don't know. But I apologize if that's what the situation is. So forth and so on. But that's all besides the point. My reason for coming on tonight is because I want to give you guys a heads up about tomorrow's State of Emergency show. And tomorrow's State of Emergency show topic is going to be centered around Butch Queens versus Femme Queens. And that's going to be based on the fact of why do the Bush Greens not respect the Fem Queens? And it's not really just Fem Queens. Why is it so hard for men to respect women? Why? I got so many hit-ups last week from different people about different issues, about the way men treat women, about the way Bush Queens treat the Fem Queens, the drag, the female figures. And I really want to make that a strong topic for tomorrow. A lot of the comments that come out of Butch Queen's mouth, which I don't agree with, is at the end of the day, they're still a man. And I don't like that. I don't agree with that. And those are things that we need to talk about and we need to address. And I want all the Butch Queens that have that feeling inside that at the end of the day, even though you went through your whole transition and you went through everything that you have went through in life to become who you are, be it the surge, the hormones, the emotional stress, the physical stress, your life, to become who you are and to stand there as a woman to this day, to still be looked at by your peers, by your equals, by your brothers, your fathers, or whoever, as she's still a man. At the end of the day, he's still going to be a man. You know, and that's what I want to talk about tomorrow. And again, it's not just the Butch Queens and the Fem Queens, because I got a call the other day on how, you know, a group of men will try to treat a woman and overpower a woman and not respect her authority and not respect what she can bring to the table. And they treat her as, you know, like she's still nothing, like she should just be Miss Betty Crocker at home. You know, and in this day and age, we have so many women that are so strong, that are so opinionated, so educated, and they can stand up to the next man. They can bring in an income or run a household or be a single parent and raise a family. But yet, men look at her as she's really nothing. You know, so that's what we're really, really going to talk about tomorrow, and it's going to be, again, male versus female, Butch Queen versus Fem Queen, male society against the female society. You know, what is the problem? And, of course, you know, on the other end, you're going to hear a lot of, you know, well, the Fem Queens, they still act like men, and, you know, they still carry themselves, and they're still so aggressive, and they're still this, and they're still that. But where's the respect? And that's what I want to talk about. You know, and I even have my own personal opinions on it, especially within leadership roles where you have a whole bunch of legends and icons that are a whole bunch of men that are grouped together and they mingle together, and there's really not a lot of women, a lot of female figures that are in that group that are standing for the change within ballroom. There's just a few of us, you know, 1, 2, 3 of us, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 of them, but there's just a handful of us, and some of us are just looked at as, you're not valued. Your opinion doesn't matter. So that's what tomorrow's topic is going to be about. So I really want people to really think about it for the next day and talk to people about it, and I want you guys to bring it to the table tomorrow. And that's for everyone listening, everybody archiving, and, you know, just trying to get your feedback on it. So that's what I wanted to say tonight.
Okay, I'll definitely be on tomorrow.
Okay,
for that.
Oh, you heard it here first.
That sounds really interesting because you know, I wanted to talk about, yeah, I'll call in tomorrow. But yeah, I want to talk about what the CEO just talked about, but I really want to get this across because I'm worried about Nicole Unizabello and the surge she's been getting. You know, a lot of these girls been dropping from Fix the Flat, and I don't want her to be another victim.
Oh, is that what you're saying that she got in her cheeks?
Yeah, of course. But to go back to the CEO's topic, you know, what if, like, when I used to be a boy, right, I've had, you know, dykes come up to me and, you know, act like boys. And, you know, people would tell me, you know, don't, that's a girl, don't hit her. But, you know, what am I supposed to do when you act like that? You get treated the way you act. So when femme queens act like, you know, boys sometimes, they get treated like, you know, they're one of the homeboys sometimes.
I'm going to save my comments for tomorrow.
I will, too.
Yeah, because I could definitely take, I could definitely go in because, but I'm going to wait and piggyback what you just said, London, but wait until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I want you guys to do. You know, you can, you know, kind of throw some topics in the air or some scenarios up in the air tonight because it'll give people some things to think about for tomorrow's show. But, Jason, what is your opinion on some of it? You don't have to go into a topic, but how does that hit home with you?
It bothers me because here recently my sister and I was starting.
Don't go into a topic.
I guess it bothers me a lot because I have sisters, and as a butch queen, I still, there are certain roles that I believe that should be a man, but I'm a firm believer that a woman can do anything that a man can do because hell, my mother told me how to tie a tie. So I'm going to just wait for tomorrow.
Okay, but it does touch with you. Devin, your opinion?
I have none.
Oh, you want to save it for tomorrow? You don't have none.
I really don't. I mean, in all opinions, I don't understand it. I believe when you decide that this is what you want to do with your life, you already feel, you felt that there was a mistake made, or you felt that you were born in the wrong body and you perceived to do this with yourself, then you need to step up, and you need to step all of you up.
I got you. You don't have to go no further. I see where you're going, but that's what you're bringing to the table. Mark, what is your opinion?
My opinion is that as far as women are concerned, I was always raised to respect, you know, and love women and treat them as whatever. I mean, it's not like I have my whole life, but, you know, we all make mistakes. As far as femme queens are concerned, I have the highest respect for femme queens. I don't really fight them. I don't really get into too many arguments with them. When I was coming out in the scene as, you know, as the younger person, that was somewhat of my outlet was femme queens. So I have more of a different respect for femme queens. So I guess I could be on the positive side of femme queens if I called in tomorrow. That's my opinion.
Okay. Tiffany?
I'll save it for tomorrow, but in just a nutshell, I think femme queens should act like ladies and not like men sometimes, and then butch queens wouldn't be calling them men. But I'll get into more elaborate details tomorrow about that.
But not even just about the femme queens. You, as a woman, do you feel that you're treated with the utmost respect as a woman from other men as well?
No.
And that's what I want you to bring. And that's what I also want you to bring to the table. Jay Ross, your opinion? Jay Ross.
Did we lose J-Rock?
Leatherette, where you go?
Okay, and Naima, you already said something, and London. All right, so all the callers out there, people listening, chat rooms and everything, that's what I want you guys to think about for tomorrow. If you want to be a special guest and sit on the panel with us, please hit me up in advance, and you can stay on the show with me the whole time with the panelists to answer to different questions and topics from callers and other people that will be on the show. The show will be starting early tomorrow. Well, not early, but we will be live at 11 o'clock. We're not going to be getting on at 11:30. It will be between 11:15. I mean, not 11:45. It will be between 11:15 and 11:30. So make sure you guys tune in for tomorrow's show.
So wait a minute. Jeff, are you saying that Tiffany is a woman?
She got her pussy, yeah.
And if you guys are listening from a computer or whatever, the show is about to go into record mode, so make sure you call in 347-215-6820, and you can still stay on with us if you won't be able to listen from your computer.
You only got 2 minutes, so get the dialing.
I'll let you guys continue with the show. And please stop disgusting me with all that stuff that you guys are talking about.
Talk to me about this, bitch.
This person named Renegade Rebels in the chat room said to me, Naima, what do you act like? You like feeling on butts, highs, and then he put in parentheses, highs, minds. Oh, really, Renegade?
Child, feeling?
Girl, that's not all? Only does she like feeling.
Nah,
she like
not,
that's
not,
what you
not
came
too
up with feeling?
Not too much.
That's
Jason.
A misdemeanor on the motherfucking charges.
She likes to play high. That's alarming, honey.
Not too much.
Yeah, not Naima likes deaf butts, you know, blind butts.
No.
Wheelchair butts.
Yes,
Jason. Recently displaced butts.
Jason, hold on. I need you to do me a favor. Call my phone because this one's about to die.
All right, I'll think about it.
Because there ain't never been a bitch that told me my ass was too much.
Why did she say that though, Naima? Like,
J-Rock is back.
J-Rock.
I live with Khadijah because, you know what, I
where
see Khadijah.
From,
I see her on Sunday Tiffany.
I'm calling you names.
She got into it on the microphone. I do believe. I can't remember. I know. I think it was Ashley, though. Ashley had chopped her or something or said something out the way. And, child, that's when she grabbed the microphone and went in, honey.
Well, I see.
J-Rock, did you have a question?
No, brother. You got to call my cell phone.
Jesus Christ. Be a biscuit.
Well, I was just going to respond to Jasmine, and I was just going to say that you don't have to be a femme queen or a woman for me to treat you like a woman. It's all in your spirit. If you feel like you're a woman and you show me that you're a woman, I'm going to treat you like a woman, and I will respect you as such.
And he'll let you get some ass.
I respect
that. Did you not hear her? No gross.
No gross. She said, "Don't. Let's not be nasty." Well, you know, I want to talk about something.
That's so good. Chinese chicken.
What is your definition? Okay. Being that Jasmine is talking about what's the name, that topic tomorrow, about, you know, the respect factor, whatever, you know, towards the girls and even females and everything. Let me ask y'all something. When it comes to love, okay, I noticed that in the black community, or should I say I'm not going to say the black, but I'll just say in the urban community, I noticed that it's such a stigmatism about the first thing that comes out, a lot of males or transgender or whatever the case may be, but definitely in our community, I've noticed that a lot of people ask, are you a top, are you a bottom, are you verse, or, you know, or whatever the case may be. And I noticed that when people ask certain questions like that, you know, it's, you know, they just really probably just trying to get it in, or they just want to, you know, they just want to have, or they want to cut up, whatever like that. But I have an issue with that. I guess because I'm getting older or whatever, that I'm not really as sexually active as, you know, as I used to be. But, you know, when people, I get kind of
turned. Y'all just going to let her go with that lie, y'all.
I get kind of turned off.
You know we're going to light her up.
Let her talk, please. Come on.
Okay.
I get kind of turned off when somebody, you know, says, well, what are you? You a top, you a bottom, or whatever the case may be. My whole thing is, if it's going to be sex, it needs to be whatever it is. You know, I'm whatever that the situation is going to give. But if you were trying to spit these lines at me, well, you know, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to wife you up, or I'm going to husband you up, or, you know, whatever the lines that people say these days or whatever like that. To me, I think that sex should be the last thing. What you are and what you not, or what you play and stuff like that, should be the last thing that should be on people's minds. So the question that I had to everybody on the panel is tonight, do you get offended when somebody asks you that question? Does it make you feel some type of way when they ask you that question? And also to the second part of the question is, when somebody, you know, gives you, you know, be pouring the gravy onto you, like, oh, I want to be with you, all this, this, that, and the other, and they give you those lines, you know, the first couple of times y'all talk, and then, like, maybe on the third conversation, the fourth conversation, and then they go into your top, your bottom, you know, what do you like to do for fun and shit like that, does that give you an instant turn off to that person? Like, how do y'all feel about that?
What order are we going in?
I mean, Jason, so, you answer it first.
All right.
Well, for me, because I'm at that age in my life, I prefer them to be up front with me and we not sugarcoat and bullshit around playing Tweedledee. Because if I know where you're coming from and you know where I'm coming from and all our cards are on the table up front, then we can determine whether or not we're going to be friends. I spend 3 months getting to know you, and we never talk about sex. And then finally we decide that we have sex, and then we both get in the bed, and we both bumping butts. That would have been 3 months' time wasted for you and me to find out that we spent 3 months getting to know each other. We're going to still be good friends, but we spent 3 months getting to know each other, courting each other, hanging out, and all that, and then come to find out that we both bottoms. It's frustrating. So for me, when we first date, conversation, 3 weeks into, as long as we're talking, it's as long as it's being respectful and tasteful, we can have many a conversation about whatever because we're being respectful and tasteful. I prefer you ask me right up front because I'm going to tell you right now, at 30-plus years old, at the end of the conversation, I'm going to ask you, so are you a top or you a bottom? Because I don't need you because apparently I look a little too masculine to some people, so they right away assume top, and they hit me up on Facebook or wherever and start conversations, and I'm thinking, like, okay, this is going to be cool, and we're getting to know each other, and we just having a conversation, and then right out the they say something, and I was like, this fool thinks that I'm a motherfucking top, and as soon as they find out I'm a bottom, they get low. So why waste my time and your time with that guessing game, or I think they do this, or I think they do that. Now, if I'm really feeling you, I have dated bottoms because for the intimacy part of just the companionship, we hang out, we do things, and we don't ever have sex. It's just somebody to hang out with, catch a movie, we can cuddle because that's my 6'4" ass. Sometimes I just want to cuddle, and it's not about sex. So for me, I'm putting my cards on the table up front. I prefer to know what role you play.
Okay. Tiffany?
Child, she take it, anything she can get.
Oh, Lord, honey.
I don't want to talk about this right now.
I will just say that, honey, I'm an equal opportunist. If they want me to strap one and get on their back, I will. If they want me to get on my back, I let them get on my back. If they want to, honey, I don't know, they want to have a full mambo, want me in the middle, honey, with a butch queen and a fem queen on the other side, I'll do that too. Whatever floats my boat at the time is what I feel like, that's what the hell I'm a goddamn do. And whoever don't like it, oh well, I'm 33 years old and I do what the hell I want to do. And
don't forget, if they want you to say, fuck me, jiggy jar, you'll do that.
Work.
I will.
Okay, so, London?
No, none of that.
Oop.
You know, I'm too, you know, I've been there, done that. You know, this day and age, you have to be careful, so I'm celibate.
Okay.
What about you, J-Rock?
Only on Wednesdays, because it's a positive night. That's
cool.
What about you, J-Rock?
Well, this is where I got started on Wednesday nights. I ain't going to even lie to you. If you come up to me talking about some top-bottom bullshit like that, that's only for fucking. Now, if you talking about, like, talking to me or being with me and stuff like that, no. I don't want to hear all that bullshit. I need to know who you are. What do you bring to the table? Because, bitch, I'm not supposed to be, you know, taking care of no grown-ass man or woman these days and time. You know what I'm saying? So if you talk about, are you a top, are you a bottom, are you versatile and stuff like that, you must just be talking about fucking. And if I feel like it,
But yeah, we might do something with Trojan bearskin condoms and Millennium ID Glide. But other than that, you know, I don't really fuck around with nobody like that, as in like a relationship type or really want to talk to them.
And Devon.
Very interesting topic. You know what? I really don't get offended if you ask me. If you ask me, I prefer if you ask me, get it the fuck over it, because I'm gonna ask you to get it the fuck over with. Because I damn for sure don't. I mean, I don't date tops and bottoms anymore, so I know a lot of people get offended when I tell them that, because they be like, "Well, what you date?" I only date versatile people. I know how the relationship works. I realize that sometimes you can't be faithful with tops and bottoms when you know you're versatile. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But when you go into that whole, like, do I get perfectly, like, really overly offended? I feel like, Jason, let's get this shit out on the table. Let's figure out what the fuck we going to do to figure out if we going to do something. Because I don't want to be sitting there and you trying to do all this sweet talking. I live in the real world, and in the real world, when you gay, you're not reproducing children, so I really don't need to know your monthly income. You really not doing all the rest of the shit. So, I mean, sex is a part of it. I mean, that's gay. We have to learn that gay conversation, part of gay conversation is asking somebody whether they're a top or a bottom.
All right, I'm going to ask Jasmine what her opinion is, and then I got something that grinds my gears after that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you think I'm going to grind motherfucking gears because you skipped right past me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm going to let you know, Quay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul. Oh.
I'm behind Jason, and I also piggyback off of Devin. I'm not going to draw it out. I'm not playing the mismatch game. Either match what I got or get the fuck out of my way.
Thank you.
It's just that simple. I don't want to hear nothing about versatile because that is foreign language gibberish to me. I don't want to hear nothing about no bottom because we speak the same language. Ding dong. So everything else is relevant.
All right, and I want Jasmine's opinion, and then I gotta grind my gear moment.
I'm gonna grind your gear.
Shut up.
So what is the question?
Do you feel offended if somebody asks you, are you a top or you a bottom? Or, you know, and also, how do you feel when somebody calls themselves spitting game at you, you know, trying to be like, you know, I want to be with you, I want to talk to you, I want us to make it work, I want us to this, this, and any other, and they just pulling the gravy on, and the next thing you know, the third, the fourth conversation is, you know, so what you like to do for fun, or, you know, you a top, you a bottom, what you giving and everything like that,
but
everything is just sexual.
They wouldn't ask me if I'm a top or bottom because I only can be one. I can only be one. Now, if you're talking about the way it was back in the day, or that's a different story. You know, I did run into issues like that, but I've always been a woman. Now, I will say I have ran into issues where, as before I, you know, went through my transition and, you know, became who I am now, as a femme queen back then, you would get the boys, you know, who would want you to, you know, top them, you know, so forth and so on. And that was like a complete turnoff to me because, you know, before I had my change, I that was just something that was in the way, so it wasn't even being utilized. So that was a big turnoff. You know, you're spitting all this game, and you're giving me all this boy, but then when we get home, and you know, it would become intimate. You're down there trying to go down there and do things that I don't want you to do. So yeah, I have run into that. It's a big, big, big turnoff. But you know, now it's a complete different story.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I just want to say what really grinds my gears is when I'm out in public and, you know, and I'll give you a scenario. I was at this this little buffet place. You know how you get the food and they weigh the food once you put it in a container? So I was out at the buffet And I was getting my, you know, my food and everything like that. But before I went in, let me back the story up. Before I went in there or whatever, I was getting out the car, because this is when I was in Baltimore. I was getting out the car, and I got out the car, whatever, and I seen this man that had got out of his car. He was in a car with this woman. So he kept staring at me and shit like that, you know, but I was really kind of paying him no mind. So I goes inside the buffet. He goes into a different store. So I'm in the buffet, and I'm getting my food, and he bring his scary ass in there, and he walking around and stuff like that, acting like he looking at food, but he really cruising. So what grinds my gears is I'm getting my food, and I put it inside my container. So, you know, I'm getting ready to walk up to the line, and the man throws his paper at me like I'm a dog and was like, hey, pick it up. So I said, so I looked at him. I was like, pick up what? He was like, pick up the paper. So I picked up the paper, and it's his phone number on it. He was like, call me. I said, oh, no, boo, I'm all right. So I slid it back to him. So he said, yo, don't act like that or whatever. You know, I know what time it is. I said, oh, so what time is it? So he said, I know what time it is. I said, well, baby, you tell me what time it is, and then I can let you know if it's the same time. So then he says, he was like, come on, yo, don't play whatever like that. I'm saying, you know, I know what I'm saying. You know, I'm trying to have fun. I said, babe, what kind of fun you trying to have? I said, what kind of girl you think I am? He was like, yo, don't play. You know, I know what time it is or whatever like that. I'm saying, you know, y'all is the best. I said, really? Oh, okay, you could have fooled me, because I was told that y'all was the best at what y'all do. I'm keeping it sensitive. I said, you could have fooled me, because I was told that y'all the best at what y'all do, too. He was like, oh, no, 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 I don't get down like that. I said, well, then don't disrespect me like that, because you may know my tea. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be easy. I hate when boys, you know, they call themselves, I hate DL boys that want to, you know, want to be all whispering and be like, use a fucking animal and shit like that out in public. And
especially the ones who think more gay people would like them.
Yeah, like it. Exactly. That grinds the shit out of my. That matter of fact, it causes my gears to stop when they do stuff like that, because not everybody is thirsty. Not everybody wants you. You know, not everybody is on that type of tip. And it's like I blame the other bitches who is thirsty, who be wanting everything that's not nailed down. Okay. They'd be giving us this type of, you know, thing about us. And it's not everybody that's like that. I don't like that. I don't like to be looked at as all you want me for is just sex or something like that. Or, you know, I know I be looking at boys like that sometimes, but I just don't like it. I don't. And I can't stand DL boys that do stuff like that to me. And mind your business in the chat room, Renegade.
Who is playing that? Please mute yourself.
Not my ass, it's my ass.
Rude people.
I mean, but have y'all ever come across that? Like, do y'all boys that give that?
That doesn't just happen to you. Because, like, I work, you know where I work at on the weekend,
right,
with my sister. And I'll be at the desk, and dudes will come up, and they'll look, and then they'll go away, and they'll be like, yo, you got change for a dollar, because, like, the female strippers strip upstairs, and they'll be like, yo, you got, I need some change for the females. And it's like, one thing I've made myself a promise a very long time ago, because I have sisters, is that I don't mess with married men, and I don't mess with men on the down low, because
amen.
I have sisters, and I would not want to do that. So I wouldn't want some man doing that to my sister, so I'm not going to do that to some other female. And it bothers me, because they be like when I'm leaving, they be like, well, let me walk you home. And I'm like, walk me home? I'm a man. I don't need you to walk me home. Or, like, well, let me buy you a soda or something like that. And it's just like playing dumb. And I'm like, no. I've never been one. And I say this, and I've said this since I came out, I've never been attracted to a straight man. Any man I've ever been attracted to was gay. I've never had a crush on a heterosexual man. I don't find heterosexual men I'm not attracted to them. And I've worked with heterosexual men, and I've told them, and I was like, you are truly not my type. And they get offended. And I'm like, I'm gay, you're straight, but you're offended because I don't find you attractive. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Yeah, I don't get that. You know, when boys say, you know, you know, when they talking to me like, you know, I'm straight, but I like what I like. Boo. You not straight. You straight to the next man or you straight to the next girl. Don't hit me with that. I can't stand stuff like that. Oh, I'm straight. You know, I just. No, you not. But you know what, though? I find that boys who say stuff like that, they say, I guess because they don't want to say that they like dick or they, you know, or that they like, you know, transsexuals or they like other men and things like that or whatever, you know. Whatever makes you comfortable, whatever like that, but just don't come at me like that. You ever had that happen to you, Jasmine?
They have a hard time admitting that they're gay.
No, I think mentally a lot of men really do believe that they're still straight. Like, in their mind, even though that they're doing what they're doing, mentally they still think that they're straight. We know damn well they're not. But in their mind, they really believe that what they're doing is just like, you know, this one-time thing, or they only did it a few times, so they're really not gay. Like, you got to think about sometimes people's state of mind. It's not the same as everybody. Everybody's state of mind is different. Like, just like Naima, you like what you like. You're an equal opportunist, you know, a lot like Tiffany when it comes to certain things. But me and Jason, you know, we're not having that. So you got to think about everybody's on a different state of mind. They may be somewhere different mentally than we are.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, I've had too many, you know him, I know him, Naima. I've had too many friends, I've had too many girlfriends go out there fucking with the trade, and the trade come over their house and be like, yeah, I fuck my bitch, and they only basically fucking with them to get pamper money, cell phone money, and stuff like that, but they really not into the gays like that, but they basically hustling them for this, to get what they want. I mean, I've seen a many a trade hustle a butch queen or hustle a queen into thinking that they was going to fuck them, and this bitch then took this trade shopping, bought them sneakers, bought them jeans, bought them all kinds of tricks and trinkets, and then the trade was like, all right, see you later, and they never got the goddamn dick. And I was like, now don't you feel like motherfucking Boo Boo the Fool when you could have been out there dating a butch queen, saved your coin, and still got what you want, but because you feel as though a butch queen is not masculine enough for you, you want that, you got to have what you have to have, the realest thing out there, and the realest thing out there is going to gag you. I have seen and heard stories about a many a piece of trade or a straight boy getting the girls to their house, mm-hmm. acting like they're going to have them. They have them, then something in their mind snaps, and they beat the shit out the mm-hmm. queen that they just fucked because they had sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened a lot. That is notorious in Chicago.
The state of mind is totally different. I'm telling you, you don't know where people's mind be at.
But you know what?
No idea.
But you know what though? I'm sorry to cut you off. But you know what though? I'm gonna tell you something. When it comes to the motherfucking trade, or when it comes to the straight boys, or whatever the case may be, it's so many thirsty bitches out here. And I'm not talking about just the girls, but I'm talking about the butch queens. And it's too many thirsty bitches out here. But let me tell you something. When you become so thirsty for the dick, and you have your neighborhood trade, you having the boys that live in your building or around the corner, whatever the case may be, you up there up in your house and everything, and next thing you know, you hearing these horrific stories of these boys done robbed the children, they done cut them up and shit, like stabbed them up and beat them up and things like that, or whatever the case may be, or they getting up on the chat line playing cunt on their time, and these boys get to their doggone house, and then the boys attack them and shit, or they get in there and they have them, and then like Jason said, they snap, and they fucking you up, or they robbing you or stealing everything, put the drawers on your bed. I mean, you know, people had to realize everybody doesn't want to be turned out. Everybody, you know, one thing I don't do is be out in public with scary bitches that be, especially drag queens or femme queens or whatever like that. That's one thing I don't be caught out in public with too many of them, because you got some that be like, hey, boy. They put on this Mickey Mouse squeaky-ass voice, and, you know, they be like, hey, boy, and all lie. And they'll be up there calling him, be like, come here, and all this, boo, don't do that with me. I tell a girl quick, because if he come over here and he slap the taste out your motherfucking mouth, bitch, you on your own. I don't get into that. I don't like that. Leave him alone. Not every fucking body is going to be accepting of you, especially if you are a bitch. Bitch,
yeah, I was just having this conversation the other day with a friend, and I was just telling him that a lot of people, like a lot of butch queens that I know, I really don't hang around too many femme queens no more. But a lot of butch queens that I know have this frame of mind, like anybody can be turned. And, you know, it's just some straight people out there. I'm like, do they really think? I mean, like, it questions your father and your grandfather and uncles and shit like that. So if you say stuff like that, it means any man can be had. And I'm not saying that it's not humanly possible, but why is it that you think, you know, this particular person thinks that you can have anybody?
Because you want them. You came to that conclusion.
All men.
I don't think all men can be had, and I really wouldn't want to. I don't believe that all men can be had. I just don't. I believe that, you know, the world is filled with straight people and gay people. That's the way it works.
Right.
And, child, that's just how it is. I believe that some girls, it's not so much that they believe in being hurt. I know a lot of girls that believe in the ungettable get. I know the girls that do it like bitches hunt. I love, like, motherfucking hunters go after wild game and shit. The girls do that. That's what they do, bitch. They go on safari looking for trade. And then
let me say something about that. I don't believe that everything. I mean, I don't believe that all men are able to be turned. I really, you know, all men are gay or whatever. You know, however it goes. But I will say this. The majority of men in general, they may not be gay, and I don't consider them gay just to do certain things. I think the majority of men are freaks overall. Naima, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They are freaks overall, and they may play dip and dab, and I don't consider playing and dipping and dabbing as you being 100% gay.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're freaks
right.
by nature, and they may don't mind getting their dick sucked really quickly. They might not mind getting a piece of ass really quickly and acting like it never happened. I don't look at them as a gay individual. I just look at them as you're a freak. You just a motherfucking freak. I don't look at them as gay. I don't even label because I'm. Let me tell you something about me. If you know me personally, you will know that I don't label people. I'm just not a labeler. You know,
right.
I'm Jasmine. What are you? I'm Jasmine. Are you gay, straight? I'm Jasmine. That's just how I am. You know, I love. I have a heart, you know, and I have things that I like, and I like things, you know, done to me, and, you know, I have things that I like, and I have habits and things of that sort. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm gay. No, I'm not gay. You know, I don't look at it that way. Am I straight? No, I'm not straight. You know, that's a label. I'm just not like that.
Yeah.
I like things. You know,
I believe that people just go after it. That's how only thing I see. I see people going after it. I've seen a lot of my friends going after it. I've seen some people that just get to that point where, you know, they just want somebody that don't nobody. I think they just want somebody that ain't nobody had, or they don't believe anybody's going to have. You know, like they're like,
I
got this trade.
I mean, you got to understand that's from the beginning. You know, the queens love that. You know why they love that is because I don't understand what it is about individuals, but everyone likes to be in these circles. They love their little circles, and anybody that comes into that circle that's new, or if that circle can pull someone in, it's like fresh meat. And, you know, that's why I think there's so many things that are wrong with individuals now, you know, even with their health and everything. It's because all people do is sleep in these circles. They sleep with each other. They have this one this week and next one that week and da-da-da-da-da. So eventually, people get tired, you know, and they want to go out there and try to be the first one to find a piece of fresh meat or to be the first one to have something that nobody has had. You know, like, I was the first he ever did it to. I was the first. I was the first fed queen to have him. I was the first one to do this. You know, they love, it's like a title. They want to carry it. Like,
they like the title. They love it.
Yeah,
they do,
like,
and they treat it as such.
Yeah,
so.
I was the first girl that he was with. They love that.
And so I don't give that whole time like, oh, well, I'll understand this, I understand that. Hey, this is just, I mean, I've been, I can't say lucky, but I've had the nice pleasure of fucking around with a lot of hood train boys, but it get boring after the first 5 minutes. You can't go nowhere with them. You stuck in the house with them, either your house or theirs, more than likely yours, because they ain't going to let you in theirs. Half the time they come to your back door. Bitch, it just gets boring halfway through the whole entire process. You get bored, you get fed up, and then they ain't never got nothing to talk about. It'd be a bunch of boring ass shit. Sorry, but, you know, trade is boring when they got clothes on.
Uh-uh.
How much WWF and PlayStation 3 can you handle?
I'm not going to cut you off really quickly, Devin. Jason, did you get what I sent you?
Let me see. Because I completely stopped looking at the computer. All right.
I'm sorry. I can't do it because I'm going to tell you something. Trey had one-track minds or whatever you want to call them. They want you to suck their dick, and they want you to turn over, and they fuck you, and that's it. Or, you know, they you know, you suck their dick or whatever the case may be, and then, you know, they answer for shit, or they like, oh, damn, you got this? Oh, yeah, come on, let's play this. Or, oh, okay, damn, you got a nice apartment, or you got a nice house. Uh-uh, see, you too fucking nosy. You and everything but a hearse. Okay, I don't like all that. And then I'm the type of girl where, bitch, I'm not going to just suck your dick and you leave me with a sore ass. Bitch, you don't work like that.
That's
but, you know, we're not going to get into all of that.
So wait a minute. Y'all saying that, like, y'all don't have no straight home, like, straight guys that's just friends that y'all just smoke with and hang out with? Nobody got no straight friends?
I got straight friends,
and
I don't
fuck. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let me say this real quick about that. It took me a while to have straight friends because of me. And that's not because I was going through that complex. Like, I used to believe that everybody could be turned. I didn't believe that. I believed that I couldn't have I would have, like, sexual, like, innuendos, like, you know, shit, like, flash through my brain or whatever. I wanted to have straight friends, but I didn't. I don't know. That was very weird how my straight friends would act around me. It was how they treated you. Like, they, you know, like, you was some kind of... I found out that my first straight friends were a lot more raunchier than my gay friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but, I mean, like, don't... I mean, like, with all of the straight guys coming at you that way, I mean, there's, like, no straight guys that, you know, came at you in that way, and then y'all just turned out to be friends. If nothing ever happened, y'all just hang out or hung out before, like, that just don't occur.
I've tried, and it always turns sexual.
I'm really gagging because, I mean, honestly, I'm going to be very honest with you. Out of all the gay people that I know, I got more straight homeboy friends that I hang out with than butch queens. I don't really hang out with butch queens like that. I hang out with the trade. So I don't do nothing really with the trade, like, at all. But we hang out, so I'm just... Like, the conversation is definitely, you know, within my field, it's happened, but, like, I'm just like, okay, well, if it don't work out, I know that we'll be friends anyway because that's the person I am, but y'all telling me y'all never had straight
friends? I'm just growing into that maturity. I'm 32. I'm just growing into that maturity. I do not mind saying it. Because it took me a while to get it into my head.
I'm not saying it like it's a problem or it's foreign. I'm a little shocked because I know a few gay people that haven't had straight friends at all, as, you know, as far as guys are concerned. But, like, you know, with us being in the age bracket that we're in, I'm just kind of gagging that y'all, you know, ran into the trade, might have liked them, and then y'all just ended up beginning being smoke buddies or, you know, like you said, PlayStation 2 or, you know, something like that without nothing ever occurring.
I have to dig. Like, I do have, like, three straight friends. And the only reason why I can honestly say I don't ever think I ever tried to make a pass at them, it was because they all in the ministry, and I was not about to send myself to hell. Sorry. But other than that, nope.
Let me tell you, with me and the so-called trade or straight boys, whatever like that, you know what the biggest problem I had with them? The biggest motherfucking problem I had with them is that they want to come and see me at night. and they want to come and they only want to come and see me when I'm at home. These motherfuckers think I'm a vampire and I live in a damn cave or something like that. I mean, like, I go out in the daytime. Like, I be telling, when boys be like, you know, when they hit me up with that old cheap line, when I, you know, offer them different sites, and they be like, yo, ma, you know, I want to come chill with you. And I, you know what I hit them with? I give her, oh, okay, baby, so where we going to go at? They were like, what you mean?
But,
I'm like,
Naima, let me correct you a little bit on that. And I'm just going to say this. Where's Tiffany?
I think she done fell asleep.
I'm right here, honey. I'm right here. Tiffany, let me ask you a question. And I want you to be honest with this question. When you were younger, teenage girl, you know, older teens, young adult, you know, early 20s and stuff. What kind of boys were you messing with?
I always was messing with guys like that were older than me. You mean like as far as like age wise, like what kind of men were they?
Yeah, what kind of age wise was that?
Well, I mean, if I was 16, I would say I would probably be messing with like a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, something like that.
Now, your average guy that you used to mess with, what was their day like in general, overall? What was their day?
What was their age?
No, their day. What would their day consist of?
Oh.
Were they the average street thug and, you know, hanging outside?
Yeah.
Okay. And all day, what did they do?
Hang out on the corner, or, you know what I'm saying, hang out in the street.
And when did they come and see you?
That night.
Exactly. My point was that, going into that whole story, is, Naima, you know what? Trade overall treats everybody like that. Now, you may be right, you know, you're right about a couple of things. They may not want to do so much with you in public because of insecurity. But they're so used to hanging out on the corner doing them all damn day long, then they want to come creep on over at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning when everybody's going inside and they just don't feel like going home.
They don't have nowhere to go,
or they don't want to go home, or they're just horny or something like that. You know, it ain't really about, you know, when we speak about trade, you know, the average trade, that's all they do. That's all they do is they think about themselves all damn day long, and then they're looking for a place to lay their head. And then where do you find them after they leave? In the afternoon, when you finally get up and you go into the grocery store or you on the train, you see them right where you left them the next day, or you found them the next day, standing on that same corner doing the same thing that they did yesterday, the same old shit.
But the funny thing that I found that I'm finding interesting now is that, like, a lot of straight guys will be like, oh, once they realize that I'm not interested in them and that I don't want anything from them, they become too comfortable with me to the point that they start flirting with me, and I'm like, really? What is the purpose of this? It's not going to go anywhere. That I just find it strange that if you're not over the top, and I mean, I don't think that I'm the most masculine man out there, and I'm not the most feminist man. I'm just myself, and how I am right now is how I am when I'm around them. And it's just like, oh, you not like the other ones that I'd be like, you not really over the top, and you not all this.
Don't you love that line?
Touching, right, you not touching, feeling on me and all this stuff like that. And they become too comfortable with me, where it's like some of them, I've come with coworkers, they would come over here and we would smoke, and they get too comfortable. They take their shoes off, then they want to lay across your bed. And I'm like, I can't. I just can't.
Well, think about it like this. Like, think about the women that's more intrigued, because I get more from my street homeboys, more of questions about homosexuality than I do about targeting or gay jokes. I mean, you know, it helps that, you know, my fight in the past with a lot of them, you know, whatever. But at the same time, like, if you get into it the same way females inquire about us, and like, oh, what y'all be doing? Oh, what's that? What's the top and the bottom? The actual prey actually be wanting to know these questions too. And I mean, like, nowadays you would gag about how intrigued they are. Back then, it probably was more of a key.
But now they really be, like, getting into what's going on. I mean, I don't know. Maybe trade is different. I know trade is different everywhere, but where I live, it's just like, you know, if you're a butch queen, I don't think you got much to worry about because everybody here is just like, whatever. So I don't know. Like, to me, it's like all the same thing. You know, like, females inquire what we do. Like, you know, men inquire what females do sometimes, depending on the man. And, I mean, like, Trey inquire what we do at times, too. It don't necessarily have to lead to nothing all the time. But, you know, like, if they're going to flirt, then they can flirt. But if you're not into straight men, you're just not into straight men. Some gay men not into straight men. And some gay men thrive off of it.
Let me say this before my goddamn phone dies. I don't like straight guys, and I do not like Trey, because if you know where I really came from and from my history of how I was raised, I just can't get past the fact, like, you are who you are. If you want to be Trey, you want to be thugged out, you want to be all that, that's you. But when you start coming for me as being a gay person, I'm going to look at you and tell you, bitch, you suck dick, you fuck guys in the ass, bitch, you more gay than I am, and then we're going to fight. I've always had a fight with Trey for stuff like that, because when you grow up in a drug-infested environment where it ain't nothing but gang violence and shooting and killing and stuff like that, when you see Trey, when you grow up and you gay, I mean, I don't disrespect nobody, but if you try to come at me and be like, oh, you know, you're a little queen or whatever, stuff like that, I'd be like, bitch, no, you a fag. And then I come at them like that. I can't stand Trey because I don't know if they think they more boy than I am or something like that. I get really, like, defensive around Trey, like, let's fight.
Everywhere not like that. Maybe it's just the trade that you know around your way, but every trade, every city you go to, not going to treat you like that.
It's a trade around my way, too.
You know what, though? I be seeing boys all the time. I mean, you know, when I leave out my door and stuff like that, especially around my neighborhood, but I see boys all the time that look like they be wanting to. Some of them do say stuff to me. They be like, hey, what's up, hi, and everything like that. But I be ignoring them while I pay them because I know what the next thing is going to be. And I don't make time for it. And I think, I'm not going to say I think, but I know. The reason why, you know, I like butch queens, you know, and I like to play around with them. One thing I don't do, I don't take butch queens too serious, because at the end of the day, they're butch queens. So you're 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to leave me for another man anyway, no matter if I'm fully functional or not.
I want to share a story.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, well, Naima, that just kind of contradicts everything you just said about loving a person. Because if you can't deal with butch queens because you know they only want one thing, then how do you know that it's one that's not out there that you can fall in love with?
You know what, brother? Let me say, I never said that. I'm not saying that I can fall in love with butch queens, but it's kind of hard because I just, you know what it is? Because I just been scorned by so many that, like, I'm not saying you gotta break your neck for me or something like that for me to really, really get into you and want to really be with you. But it's just, I got kind of a brick. You know, we'll get into that tomorrow, but I got kind of a brick wall when it comes to that.
Well, go ahead, Jasmine.
I remember years ago when I was young, I had to be about maybe 17 years old, and I had my own apartment. Well, actually, I was renting a room. I was still in high school, and I was renting a room, and my uncle, my biological uncle, right around the corner from my house was a dead end. And that's where he kind of hung out with all the trade. And, you know, his girlfriend lived over there. She had a whole bunch of brothers and so forth and so on. But anyway, to make a long story short, one of the boys over there, I had a crush on, but he was older. And he was like my uncle's age. My uncle was about maybe, he was about maybe 6 years older than me. And I think I was 17, or I just turned 17. And I had a crush on him, and he liked me, but he never wanted to, like, you know, do anything because he kept saying, I'm too close with your uncle, and also I'm older, so forth and so on, you know, da-da-da-da. But he always still was real cool with me. but he would only be kind of cool with me when nobody was around. You know what I'm saying? When he was around everybody else, he had to kind of play that card. But, you know, you could see when he looked at me and he would, you know, make eye contact and, you know, he was very, you know, he was just really cool. Well, anyway, this one of the boys over there I was fucking around with, you know, and he was one of the ones that when everybody started dashing, going home, going with their girls and stuff, he would act like he was leaving, and then all of a sudden, I knew like 10 minutes later he'd be knocking at the door. So, you know, he was like a piece of trade I was messing with in the neighborhood. Well, one night he was over there talking shit about me. And, well, not talking shit necessarily about me, but he was talking about gay people, and then he was talking about, you know, he would kind of mention my name, and, like, you know, they always be around some of the most prettiest girls, and, you know, you ever want to be around a girl, you know, a pretty girl, or you ever want to get with a girl, something about they always, you know, you could find them around me, you know, because I always had a whole bunch of, I always just used to hang with a lot of pretty girls and stuff. And, you know, just kind of making comments about gays and things of that sort. So the boy came over there and told me, you know, he over there talking about you and stuff like that. And then I was like, who over there? He was like, your uncle over there, too. He looked like he wanted to hit him. So I actually went over there, and when I tell you, I read him in front of everybody and then called him out on everything. And my uncle stood right there. My uncle was like 6'7". And, like, maybe 250 pounds. And he was like, and I dare you to even attempt to jump. You know, was, like, threatening him, like, you ain't going to do nothing. But I read him so severely. And the only reason why I shared that story is because that's how they are. Naima, how you say they look like they want to speak to you and shit like that. But, you know, they don't say anything or whatever. And it's because of, you know, their surroundings. You know, all the guys in the background laughing and seeing and stuff. But those be the main ones that want to do something with you. And then you do get the piece of trade, and you do, you know, you treat him like trade, and he treats you like a piece of meat, whatever. And then he around there talking shit. They be the first ones to try to call you out your name, or the first ones that's trying to talk about gay people or something like that. But then they be the first ones knocking at your motherfucking door at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning as well. But sometimes you got to let them have it. You got to really, really, really let them have it.
I've had situations where I've had to tell them no. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and be fake and sit here and say, oh, well, I don't have the trade. That's not true. I don't these days, but there has been times. And there has been times where I just wanted to be cool with them. I don't, it's, you know, like I hang out with certain ones. I don't want to have with them. You know what I mean? Like, I would just prefer to just hang out with you, smoke weed, you know, whatever, you know, have a drink or whatever, and just talk, you know, hang around each other, do whatever guys do, you know what I mean? Like, I play football, I play basketball, but, you know, we can do whatever guys do, but I don't have to sit there and have with them all the time, and I'm not under the impression that, you know, I'm with them and we sitting in my room or whatever, watching TV, and something about to happen. It just don't work that way all the time.
It's weird, but sometimes it do, though.
No, I mean, it does happen. It happens a lot, I'm sure. I've seen it, and I've heard other people say it. But I just don't think, you know, in my situation, it needs to happen a lot.
No, I don't think it does either. I just tried to have regular friends. And so when they start asking you those questions that you know you ought not be answering, then you get into trouble. I am opposed to it, however, though. I'm just saying openly. I don't think that's right.
To each his own, but, you know, like for me, I'm just not going to go around, you know, assuming, being under the impression because this guy is around me or likes to be around me for whatever reason it might be that, you know, he wants to have with me. It just doesn't work that way.
But you know what?
I think it's cute when you're younger. Not even cute, but I think it's tolerable. When you're younger, but as you get older, it's like, you know, you just kind of like, okay, you know what, I'm really not interested in this.
Right,
anymore.
That's when you get bored.
I mean, don't be wrong. Back then when I was hustling with the boys, oh, baby, it was on, game was on. But now it's just like, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it really is not like that. You're absolutely right, Jasmine. I think it became a maturity level with me where it was like, these are just men, you know what I mean? I got these group of men that I see all the time that are attractive, you know, as far as which queens, and then I got
these group of men that I can be cool with, you know, personally, you know, as regular straight guys. And to me, they just all men. Like you say, it's just freaky, I guess.
I mean, you lucked out.
No, I think everybody is different. I just think everybody is different. That's just the way the world's going to be. Everybody is different. I just would like for people that come up into my circumference to know that things, that the shift is about to change. Mm. That's one thing.
I think what people need to start doing, and, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but, I mean, again, we all go through stuff. It's just a part of life. But, again, it's just about it being so tolerable, you know. But people need to start loving and respecting themselves. And once you love and respect who you are, and you love and respect what you stand for, then you're not going to tolerate a lot of the mess. You're not going to tolerate a lot of the disrespect. You're not going to tolerate a lot of the, like, you know, the neglect. You know, you have to, I just don't believe in you should settle for, I don't believe in settling, to be honest with you. I don't believe in settling for less. You know, don't just, okay, I'm just going to settle for this because there's nothing better out there. No, there is something better out there. And one thing I know is you can do bad by yourself. You know, you don't need to sit here. I mean, you know, I used to go through it, you know, years ago. I would, you know, meet someone and be so happy with them. And then, you know, maybe, especially when I first started taking hormones, oh, my God, you know, my mental... My mentality was just like, I used to cry over the most stupidest, dumbest things. Now I sit back and realize it. You know, I used to cry and be so emotional and stressed, and it could be over a fucking piece of trade, a boy, you know, that maybe they didn't call, or, you know, some stupid bullshit like that. I mean, now I'm at that age now, and I'm, you know, too independent. And the way I am is like, you know, I ain't got something, you know, bitch, you, I don't even want to talk to you. I don't even want to, I don't even want your number. I don't want to know your name. You know, if it was something in those lines and that I was just fucking around like that, I wouldn't want to know shit about you. I would treat them so bad, you know. Because when you go through so much in life, you just want to have better for yourself. So I just think it with age and with experience, you start to change. You know, you just start changing. Because I know you just don't have time for it. You know, but like you said, you know, PlayStations and movies and, you know, video games and all that stuff gets tiring after a while. You know, don't come here just to lay your head. And then, you know, when you're gone, you're gone. And then when we see each other in the street, you act like you don't know me. And so all that is just, you know, find somebody to love, find somebody to share your life with. You know, that's what I believe in. But.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Start watching all that motherfucking shit that keep telling you that y'all gonna end, that you find some straight boy, you turn him out, and y'all gonna be together. That shit only exists in the movies.
And books.
Because
my
Thank
belief
you.
On that is that if he's doing it with you, and he's doing it with you, and he's too experienced
right.
at it. Bitch, he done did it with somebody else.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, I'm one person that gets into people's heads and stuff, and people that I've been with, you know, just going into them and, you know, just going into their history. You know, I like to dig in people's heads and learn so much about them. And, you know, even with trade that I used to mess with and stuff, I still get into their heads and find out, you know, a lot of shit that they did and a lot of stuff, you know, it's a lot psychological, you know, the things that they did and things that they did when they were younger and the things that happened to them when they were younger and the things that happened, you know, which they was in, they spent half their life in juvenile and, you know, in jail, they in and out of jail and, you know, they can't keep a roof over their head and they can't keep a stable home and they don't want to go back home to mama because mama has too many rules and regulations.
Nobody believes
in them. It turns into a lot, you know, a lot.
Bitch.
And one thing I will say about boys is they do love, you know, not love, but when they deal with the femme queen or not even the femme queen, when they deal with individuals in our lifestyle, we kind of treat them a little different than the average real female would treat them. You know, we treat them because, oh, my God, we're so honored that they're not even honored, but we're just so happy to have somebody there. So we treat them with this and that. But when the average female is in the picture, you know, she's more or less, you know, the baby's mama. She got her hand out. She needs this. She needs that. She wants this. She wants that. They're, you know, the women want to be so needy. So now they feel that they can go to somebody that's going to spoil them because, they, you know, they're used to being spoiled, and they don't want to sit there and spoil the next bitch. So that's where a lot of it comes from. It's more of a mental thing. Also, I did so many, I don't want to say studies, but it's just I've psychologically evaluated a lot of different people in my life.
If you date some trade, you will be one. You will turn into a mother. You will turn into a therapist because they want to unload all their bullshit on you. And if you find some trade, not your fuck around trade. Let me be specific.
Yeah,
you
not
find
the ones
trade
that's
going to
walk in and,
you,
and
right.
talk and walk out. The ones that want to actually lay there and talk, and the ones that
baby, you better get ready.
More. Yeah, they kind of they do feel like, damn, I could talk to you. I can't even talk to this one. And
oh my God, come on, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Because that shit becomes a therapy session. I don't understand why motherfuckers just don't believe in me. I'm trying to do something, but they don't understand. But, you know, I'll be trying, and I don't know. I don't know what they want from me.
I'm
a little upset that you know that speech.
Child, because I'd heard it. Oh, child, I know all the features. Oh, child, we ain't got enough time to go through all the features. Bitch, I know that.
Speech,
when you coming over to smoke,
the
I don't
speech
smoke,
that kills
but you need
me,
to come over and get high, though.
The speech that kills me is I can't see two men kissing. What does it feel like to kiss another man and lay up and cut and hold? And I can't see myself laying up in the bed with no another man and his bed touching my bed or my dick touching his dick. Well, why the fuck are you even having them kind of visuals?
Right.
Yes, you got to get to the psychological point of it all. That's the key.
I just don't like the fact that when they in your presence that they automatically think that you want them. Or they
right.
automatically think that you gonna suck their dick or something like that, or you know, you trying to hand them or some old shit like that. Like I'm
well,
not,
whose fault is that?
But you know what, Jasmine? You're right. You're absolutely right. That be those other girls that feed them that. To be them
yeah.
other girls to be one because see, I'm not like that. See, let me tell you
yeah,
something.
I'm
in my younger
like
days
that.
Huh?
I said I'm not like that either. In my younger days, I wasn't like that.
I will tell you this, honey. In my younger days, honey, when I was a bottom, we'll talk about, you know, that's no topic right now. But I'm just saying, you know, in my younger days, I used to do a lot of things, honey. I would suck it up if it wasn't nailed down.
Ooh.
But you know, I've got older. Things have changed
way too.
And I'm not like that. You know, anymore. But, you know, now, you know, it be these girls out here that just, that, you know, they say, oh, but I want to have him, and you know how to say, y'all, Anna. And they just, it be like, it turns into a Mission Impossible type of tea, you know, to have these children. And I don't see that. I don't like that. Like the Weeble, who I buy weed from, right? Not the one in my hallway to live in my, they live in my building. But
you had
other
to be
one.
Specific about the weed boy.
Okay, not in
you
the hallway.
You had to really
though.
Be specific about.
No,
it.
not the one in my hallway. Because no, child, she's many things. The
hold
one in the hallway,
minute,
but
I know we only got 4 minutes left in the show, right?
Oh
but
shit! Sorry,
the one
guys.
Damn, and I want to tell a story too. Damn.
But the one up the block, I'll make it quick. But the one up the block. Or what have you, you know, when my girlfriends come over here, when I'm doing hair or something like that, I'll make it real quick. My girlfriends come over here and I'm doing hair and I call them up, I want to get some stuff, you know, whatever like that. He'd be like, all right, fine, because he sells the stuff and he sells weed. Well, anyway, he always come over and he'll sell his stuff, whatever like that. And
yeah,
he always give her, so when we going to chill, when we going to smoke, you know, together. No, and I'll say, no, you know, boy, I don't do all of that or whatever the case may be. You know, sometimes he can't take no for an answer. But anyway, I just would like to say my goodbyes. I would just like to say that I really enjoyed this this conversation. I've always enjoyed being on a show with all of y'all, especially with you, Jasmine. I can't wait to talk with you tomorrow. With the state of emergency topic tomorrow and everything. I really enjoyed everybody's company tonight. I love each and every one of y'all. And I just want to say I enjoyed myself tonight.
Well, thank you. Can we get a three-way going after this? Because I want to share my story.
Okay,
yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the math. Well, Mark's still on my phone, so yeah.
Right.
Okay, I want to say thank everybody for listening to the show. Y'all did, I think we did a wonderful job tonight trying to keep off each other's toes.
I think this was great. Yeah, this was one of the better nights for me, yeah. I liked it this night. In and out, but I loved it.
I'm going to say good night. I'm going to apologize to anyone that may have a complaint. You can't please everyone all the time, but as long as we pleased enough of you that you can continue to call in, listen, and communicate with us in the rooms. Thank you for supporting us because we're here for you. Good night.
Aww.
Good night, everybody.
Tiffany, you want to say anything?
Good night. Talk to you all tomorrow. Love you. Good night.
Devin?
I did. I was the first one.
Okay, I'm sorry. London, you still there?
Oh, I think I fell asleep. But, you know, nighty-night, love you all. Like, I really do.